It's a very talented group. We've known that since these guys got here in the fall. And we do have a lot of depth. It's nice to be able to have guys off the bench that can come in, and we know that they're going to produce.
Here's a swing and a line drive towards the gap in left center field. That's going to bounce and watch it roll all the way to the fence. Two runs come in, and the Mac Cardinals on top, 7-0. Carlos Vargas swings and flies this one deep to left. Left fielder backing up, looking up. See you later. A two-run bomb for the Cardinals. His first home run of the year. It comes at a good time. Touch him all, Carlos Vargas.
Now from the stretch, jump set, kicks, fires it. Breaking ball swung on, hit sharply to the shortstop. This could be a double play ball. Flips the second out there. On to first, double play, 6-4-3. Mendelaria looking for the lead on a 2-2 with two on. Swinging a ground ball. It gets through the left side. Let's see if they wave him in. They will. Here comes the ball. Here comes the throw. It's cut off. Cardinals take the lead, 5-4 in the bottom of the eighth. Swings in, lines one, deep right field, going back as the right fielder. He'll watch it bounce off the wall. First pitch swinging, Logan Winder ends up at second base with a stand-up double. The next pitch, and here's a swing and a line drive towards the gap in right center field. It's down for a base hit. It's going to roll to the wall. Let's watch Leaper run the bases. He rounds third. He's going to be headed for home, and he's going to score. RBI triple, Cody Heiser. Cardinals take the lead in the seventh inning.
It's time to go out to the field for some Mineral Area College Baseball on your home for the Cardinals, AM 800, KREI.
Well, the Mineral Area College Cardinals are on the brink of elimination today. They'll have to win two games to move on to the Region 16 semifinals next week in Joplin. Good afternoon. It's another great day for baseball at Hal Lowry Field in Park Hills. And I'm Glenn Johnson. I'll have the call for at least one game, and we'll have game three if necessary to follow here on AM 800 and streaming online at MIMOinfo.com. St. Louis took game one yesterday. Final score was 9-3. Mineral Area committed five errors, walked six batters, hit four more batters, and used five pitchers yesterday. It was not a good showing, and St. Louis beat Mineral Area for the first time this season. Mac is now 4-1 against St. Louis Community College. Overall, Mineral Area is now 30-22. St. Louis has improved to 30-23. The starting pitchers in this matchup today, Logan Winder, the freshman out of Farmington, is going to get the start. He's 6-2 with a 4.24 ERA. And he will be opposed by another freshman, but a left-hander in Joey Reeves, who is 4-2 with a 4.89 ERA. Reeves making his eighth appearance and third start. Logan Winder is making his 14th appearance and 13th start of the season. We're a few minutes away from the first pitch, and again, nary a cloud in the sky. It's going to be a fun one for some junior college baseball. Hopefully we'll get two in today, and hopefully Mineral Area can sweep the rest of the series and get on to Joplin next week. But we'll find out as the day goes along. Let's come back in about 30 seconds. We'll take a 30-second timeout here in the KREI pregame show, and then Blake Jones will join us, the Mineral Area head coach, when we come back on the Talk of the Parkland, AM 800 KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
The KREI pregame show is back at Hal Lowry Field with Mineral Area College baseball coach Blake Jones. First, coach, let's talk about yesterday. As much as you want to move past that, it just did not go your way. You lose 9-3. You walked too many batters and made far too many defensive mistakes.
Yeah, it was an ugly game for us. Defense was awful. Way too many free passes. It's tough to beat anybody when you put 10 guys on base and you make five or six errors behind you. It's tough to win that way.
And it's tough to beat a good team five teams in a row. It was almost a do factor for them. They finally broke through. They're a good hitting team, and they broke through and hit the ball well.
It is. It's tough. You know, we went 4-0 on them in the sweep in the series before, and that's tough to do in itself. So 5-0 is definitely tough. Hopefully we can come out of it today. Logan's been throwing the ball really well for us. Hopefully the offense bounces back a little bit today, too.
Early indication today is that the wind is blowing out to center field. That's what it was when I got here. They're a power-hitting team with 53 home runs on the season now, so it's going to be a lot asked of Logan to keep the ball down today.
Yeah, he's going to have to stay down in the zone and, you know, definitely work down. That's going to be the biggest thing. He's going to be able to get away with a few fastballs up at times just because he's got some velocity, but I'm definitely going to have to keep the ball down today.
Because Logan is pitching, the lineup has to be shaken up a little bit today. I see Will Womble's going to get a try at DH hitting in the two spot, and he's done a great job in the opportunities he's had.
Yeah, Will's not had a ton of at-bats for us this year, but every time he has gotten opportunities, he's done really well. So we're going to give him a chance today. A couple of the guys that have been DH'ing kind of on and off for us have been kind of quiet here lately, so we're going to see what Will's got today.
So Dix will move back over to third base, which he's comfortable there, and then Strobel will be playing first base, right?
Yeah, Strobel's got a little bit of an elbow issue right now, too. His arm's been a little bit sore lately, and so it'll take a little bit of strain off him as far as throwing from right field back to first base. And he's very good defensively wherever we've got him at, and he'll do a good job there.
And that gives you options off the bench. Cullen Stockley will be coming off the bench today if you need him, and that's a good weapon to have.
Yeah, no doubt. If we get in a situation late where, you know, we do need to hold on to a lead, we can move Cullen back to third. You know, he's a little better there defensively than what Grant normally is. So it is nice to have that option.
How do you feel like the team has responded in situations when their back's against the wall? Now, this is the furthest their back has been against the wall all season long, so time will tell. But how do you think they'll respond to that?
I hope well. You know, guys' attitude seemed to be pretty good today. And, you know, we hit that tough stretch against Crowder and Jeffco. You know, we bounced back out of that pretty well. Hopefully we can do that today.
Who are they throwing at you today?
Kid named Reeves is going to throw a lefty. He's a low to mid-80s kid. We saw him last week in the series up there. Swung the bats pretty well against him, so we'll see.
You swung the bat well against him, but lefties in general this season have been a trouble. Does that make you nervous?
Yeah, I don't know. Here the last couple times we've seen left-handed arms, we've done a pretty good job. So I don't think it's a big factor today.
Is he a soft-tossing lefty, or can he bring it at you?
He's got a decent fastball. He's not. I wouldn't say he's a soft-tossing lefty. I mean, he'll run it up 85, 86, so he's kind of sneaky. So we're definitely going to have to be on time with him, there's no doubt.
Should you take game two here, I'm sure you've thought about it. Do you know who will start game three if that happens?
Well, right now it's probably either going to be Jeremy Reddick or Kenton Crawford, depending on who's being used this game out of the pen. So we're going to throw everything we've got on this game if we need to, and we'll worry about the second game when it comes around.
You did use five pitchers yesterday, but the relievers didn't throw a whole lot of pitches. So are they all available except for maybe Hampt?
Yeah, and I think Hampt's even available today too. So that was one kind of benefit. You know, when Kenton come in yesterday, we went to TK for the ninth there, and kind of saved Kenton a little bit. And so all those guys should be fresh again today.
Let's play two today, Coach.
Sounds good, Glenn. Thanks.
Mike Jones here on the KREI pregame show. First pitch up next.
Keep the secret. Secret, more man.
Jason, secret what?
Clarissa, shh. Don't say another word. I've got a secret. Hence, secret, more man.
What kind of secret could you be keeping now? Another superpower you think you have?
No, Dirt Diva. This is big. I mean, really big news. So big, I can't say. Fleek's equipment is about to mow down the competition in a whole new way.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
What do you think I'm saying?
I think you're saying...
Shh! Don't say it. Stop right there. It's all in good time, Dirt Diva.
Queen of the Green, if you want me to keep a secret, Moor Mouse.
Fine. Queen of the Green it is. Fleek's equipment, online, 24/7. Fleeks.com.
Let our family serve your family. Highway 32, St. Genevieve. And stay tuned for the big announcement coming soon.
Well, the St. Louis Archers will be the home team in game number two today, although they are playing on their opponent's field. It is junior college baseball on AM 800 KREI and MIMOinfo.com. First pitch coming up, and it's brought to you by Crown Collision Center in Farmington, Highway 67 north of Farmington, where customers bring their friends. So with that, we're just about ready for the first batter to stand in, and we'll give you the Mineral Area College starting lineup. They'll be facing left-hander Joey Reeves. Leading things off and playing first base, you don't see that very often, Hayden Strobel. He played right field yesterday and went 2-for-4. So he'll start things. Will Womble, the DH, bats second out of Festus High School. Chase Erhan bats third and plays left field. Ryan Bowes, cleanup man, is playing second base. Josh Haggerty in center field batting fifth. Grant Dix batting sixth and playing third. Logan Bax is behind the plate and batting seventh. Trevor Lewis is in right field batting eighth out of East Carter High School. And Alex Roy will be the shortstop today and batting ninth. First pitch comes our way at 11:54 in there for a called strike to Hayden Strobel. And the next one also zipped by. I am on the fastball, and the count is quickly 0-2. Called strike three on the outer black, and just like that, Joey Reeves picks up the strikeout, and this game is underway in the top of the first inning. They tend to start early in junior college baseball. They started 8 minutes early yesterday and 6 minutes early here today. Scheduled first pitch for 12 o'clock, and it came at 11:54. Mineral Area is wearing their black road uniforms as the road team on their home field today. White pants, though, red numbers and letters with white outline. Will Womble stands in, swings and grounds one to the shortstop. Picked up and thrown across for the 6-3 putout. Thomason makes the play quickly, two down here in the top half of the first inning. Mineral Area cannot afford to lose today. They have to win both games to extend their season. Defense behind Joey Reeves, Holloway at third. He played great there yesterday. Thomason at short, Pollard at second. Stevens, the slugger, is over at first base. Anderson in left, Canterbury in center. He was one of the players of the game yesterday. And DuPont is in right field, who made a diving catch to end yesterday's game, taking a base hit away from Cullen Stockley. It's Pro behind the plate, or Prost, I should say, behind the plate as the catcher. Ball one misses high to Chase Erhan. The next pitch misses as well, this time a little bit outside, and the count is 2-0. Left-hander versus left-hander, Reeves against Chase Erhan. The 2-0 to Chase, and that's in there for a called strike. Well, Reeves brings it a little bit. Blake Jones saying he could touch 86, 87 miles per hour, and we've seen mostly fastballs here in the top of the first so far. There's another fastball, zips it past him again, and it is 2-2 on Chase Erhan. Joey Reeves has only thrown 8 pitches, and he's 1 pitch away from getting through this first inning unharmed. Breaking ball that time, swung on and tapped foul, just barely got the bat head on it. A little windier today. It's about like a normal day at Hal Lowry Field with the wind blowing. Today it is blowing out towards center, left center. Yesterday it was blowing out to right, but not nearly as hard. There's a swing and a tap foul on a breaking ball, staying alive. Chase Erhan trying to put together a good battle here. He's now got a 2-2 count on him. So Joey Reeves, 4-2, making his third start of the season, brings home the fastball. It's a high, hard one, swung through and missed, and it takes Joey Reeves just a handful of pitches, 11, to get through to the top of the first. The Cardinals go quietly, 1-2-3. Nothing. We move to the bottom of the first in 60 seconds. It's sub-regional baseball on a beautiful afternoon in Park Hills on AM 800 KREI.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
If you're planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's Logan Winder on the hill for game number 2 in the sub-regional series against St. Louis Community College. Logan Winder, the freshman out of Farmington, 6-2 on the season, a right-hander with a 4.24 ERA. One complete game under his belt already this year. He's making his 14th appearance and 13th start. He's gone 63 and two-thirds innings of work with 61 strikeouts, 32 walks, 39 runs allowed, 30 of those earned. He has given up 4 home runs this season. Canterbury stands in, 3 RBIs yesterday, including a couple of home runs, and he fouls the first pitch right back to the screen. Logan Winder, he's got the fastball, changeup, curveball, and sometimes mixes in a slider, brings another fastball home this time, but it's over but low, 1-1. When he's got his best velocity, he can touch 90 miles per hour on his fastball. We saw that a few times at the high school level for him, and he's brought it at the college level as well. And once he learned to pitch at the junior college level, which maybe took him a handful of starts. And when I mean pitch, I mean just not trying to rely on that fastball and blow it by everybody, but hit your spots and change it up, mix it up. Once he learned to start doing that a little bit more, he has really thrived and has moved in to the number 2 pitcher's role as the playoffs start. Pitch is fouled off to the right side, and the count is 1-2 on Canterbury. Here's the next, and it's taken low and outside for a ball. Jeremy Reddick had been the number 2 pitcher all season long and had been doing a solid job, but he got roughed up against St. Louis Community College in game number 1 of the regular season series. Did not even record an out. Had to exit the game early. Mineral Area battled back and won that game. And then Logan Winder started the next game and did extremely well. Picked up the win. So Blake Jones decided to go ahead and roll with Logan Winder in this sub-regional series because of the better success that he has had. And overall, his numbers have shaken out to be pretty solid in his first year with that 4.24 ERA and a 6-2 record. The offense tends to respond when he's on the hill. Here's a fastball swung on and driven out to right, and Canterbury, who hit 2 home runs yesterday, almost leaves the yard today, but not quite. Running it down is Trevor Lewis. It died once it got out there, and with the wind blowing toward left field, that didn't give that ball much of a chance. It came close, but didn't get all the way out of here. Ball is flied out to right field for the F9, and it is the first out of this bottom of the first inning. Again, St. Louis is the home team in Park Hills. The next batter was a pesky one yesterday, Shane Pollard. He took four walks yesterday. He calls time and steps out. He was on base five times. He reached on an error. He was only retired just the once, and it was his final at bat. Check swing here, and catcher drops the ball. It's outside 1-0. Bax is behind the plate. Strobel's over at first. Bouts at second. Roy is the shortstop. Dix at third base. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and that one's inside on the fastball, 2-0. Erhan in left, Haggerty in center, and Trevor Lewis, East Carter High School product, gets the start in right field. The 2-0 to Pollard, and Winder zips it through there, and it's fouled right back to the screen. The count, 2-1. So overall for Pollard this season, hitting .325 now with 19 walks, 16 RBIs, 5 doubles. The 2-1 misses low and inside, and the count is 3-1. He's really brought a patient approach to the plate against Mineral Area this season. Wind blowing dead center field straight away. Here comes the 3-1 from Logan Winder. Swung on, lifted high in the air to center field. Haggerty started in. Now he's backing up toward the wall, feeling for the wall, camps under it, and makes the catch. That's a veteran center field play right there, making sure he had room. There's no warning track out there, so he's reaching back with his non-glove hand, which would be his right, and then puts it away a few steps in front of the wall. That's the second out. Two fly ball outs to start things off. And again, with the wind blowing out today, Winder would like to get those ground balls instead of the fly balls. Swinging a ground ball, and that's to the third baseman. Dix smothers it, gets up and throws strong across the diamond for the 5-3 put out. Dix moves back over to third base today and makes a highlight reel play right there. Winder uses 14 pitches to get through the first. 1-2-3 go the Archers. No scores. We move to the second from Hal Lowry Field in Park Hills on AM 800 KRBI.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes the throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
3-4-5 for Mineral Area College. Make it 4-5-6 for Mineral Area College in the bottom half or the top half of the second inning. That's going to confuse me all day long with Mineral Area playing as the visiting team at home. Top half of the second inning, and it is Bouse to lead things off for the Mineral Area Cardinals. He'll be followed by Hags and then Dix. Bax, if anybody can reach, facing Joey Reeves. Right-hander Bouse stepping in, facing the left-hander. Bouse started this series with a .391 batting average. 20 doubles on the season, leading the team in hits. Also 50 RBIs, that leads the team. The batting average tops on the team. Pitch number one in the at-bat is downstairs for a ball. And the count is 1-0. Ryan Bouse hitting .315 against the St. Louis Archers this year with 5 RBIs and a home run. Swings and fouls that one off and evens us up at 1-1. We're 4 minutes past 12 o'clock on AM 800 KRBI, Farmington Park Hills Deloge as the 1-1 pitch comes in from the lefty and scorching it into left field. Bouse is able to get himself a knock right in front of the left fielder. It drops, and the first hit of the ball game belongs to the Mineral Area College Cardinals to start this second. Anderson plays it on a hop and gets it back in. Standing in now will be Josh Haggerty. Doubled yesterday. Moved back to the fifth spot. He was 1-for-4 with a double and a run scored yesterday. Overall hitting .350 against St. Louis this season. That aided by a 4-for-4 game. He swings and lines one into center field, but right at the center fielder, Canterbury comes in and makes the catch. Retreating back to first base, Ryan Bouse, one out. That one hit on the nose, but Canterbury had it played perfectly, just took a couple steps in and waited for it. Now Grant Dix, who made a good defensive play to end the threat. Not much of a threat in that first. See if that carries over to the plate. He was 1-for-4 yesterday with a run scored. Open batting stance from the right side. The lefty kicks and delivers breaking ball, and Dix goes the opposite way and bounces it past the second baseman. Dix has a 1-for-1 day brewing. Bounce moves up to second. Cardinals threaten in the second inning. Well placed, hard hit ground ball. Right past Pollard. Two base hits this inning, and the batter now is Logan Bax. Bax hit his first home run of his collegiate career against the St. Louis Archers in the regular season. He's got to go retrieve the bat from the opposing side of the plate and then dig in from the left side. Bounce on at second. Dix on at first, and the first baseman playing in front of him. This pitch is over but low, maybe a little bit outside, and the count is 1-0. Logan backs up to 20 RBIs now on the year, driving one in yesterday. He swings and flies this one into left field, drifting back on it, Anderson, and Anderson puts it away, and that's the second out. And that brings in the eighth spot, and that is Lewis. Lewis had a pinch hit opportunity in the regular season series against St. Louis. And he also played in game four, going 1-for-4 with 2 runs, a strikeout, and a triple batting second. Game one, he pinch hit and got a base hit and scored a run. So he's done well, and he gets an opportunity to start in right field with Strobel moving into first base. Counts 0-1 as the first pitch finds the strike zone, pumped in there by Reeves. He kicks and delivers the next to the tall right-hander, and it's a breaking ball swung over the top of and missed, and it's 0-2 with 2 outs. Well, if Lewis could hit one high in the air and pull one to left field, that wind's going to help him out. It's really blowing to left center right now. Another high leg kick and delivery fastball this time, and it's fouled off to the right side, and the count is 0-2 on Trevor Lewis. Two down, runners at first and second base. First baseman moves back to normal depth, playing behind the runner. Infield can take the easy play with two on. Swing and a high chopper over the third baseman's head. Bounce is going to round third. They're going to wave him in, and Lewis delivers an RBI base hit. Dix goes ahead and takes third base on the play as well. 1-0, Mineral Area gets out to a good start here in game number 2 of the series and game number 1 of the day. Two hard hit ground balls this inning and a scorched line drive this inning. 3 total base hits. Good base running by Dix to take third, and Bal scored easily. 1-0, Mineral Area. And now Alex Roy gets the start at shortstop and bats in the 9 spot. Here's the pitch to Alex. He swings. It's a soft line drive into center field right at Canterbury for out number 3. But Mineral Area gets 3 hits and 1 run. They'll strand 2. 1-0, Cardinals. And we go to the bottom of the second. St. Louis tries to answer in 1 minute. It's Mac Baseball on KRBI.
Keep the secret. Secret, more man.
Jason, secret what?
Clarissa, shh. Don't say another word. I've got a secret. Hence, secret, more man.
What kind of secret could you be keeping now? Another superpower you think you have?
No, Dirt Diva. This is big. I mean, really big news. So big, I can't say. Fleek's equipment is about to mow down the competition in a whole new way.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
What do you think I'm saying?
I think you're saying...
Shh! Don't say it. Stop right there. It's all in good time, Dirt Diva.
Queen of the Green, if you want me to keep a secret, Moor Mouse.
Fine. Queen of the Green it is. Fleek's equipment, online, 24/7. Fleegs.com.
Let our family serve your family. Highway 32, St. Genevieve. And stay tuned for the big announcement coming soon.
Now, Trevor Lewis with that RBI single for Mineral Area puts the Cardinals up top early in this one, 1-0. Twice Mineral Area led yesterday, 1-0, and then 2-1 before eventually falling 9-3. Trevor Lewis with that RBI base hit, though. Continues to hit well against the Archers, now 11 RBIs on the season. Starting things off for St. Louis will be four-hole hitter Prost, 3 RBIs in yesterday's game. He'll be followed by DuPont and then Brooks, 4, 5, and 6, facing Logan Winder. First pitch is ball number 1, 1-0. There's the next from Logan, and it's downstairs, and it's 2-0 on Prost. It was a bases-loaded double over the off the top of the wall late in yesterday's game that broke it open for St. Louis, and it came off the bat of this guy who can really swing it. Fouled off on the next one. The count is 2-1 on Prost. Big right-handed slugger with a .342 batting average. Swings through this breaking ball. Nice breaking ball there by Winder, and the count is 2-2. So .342, 13 home runs, 49 RBIs now on the year, and also very patient at the plate with 37 walks to lead the team. He swings and gets under one here. It's into left field. Shortstop drifting back, but he's having trouble with it. Second baseman Bauer's going to come over. He can't get there either, and it drops between both of them. Center fielder Haggerty comes up with the ball on the bounce and then throws back to first base because Pro strayed too far, and he got him. A great play by Josh Haggerty. Johnny on the spot with that baseball, and he got it back into Strobel, and Prost was caught napping, thinking he could stretch that into a double. Should have been caught to begin with. It's actually a base hit, but then thrown out by Josh Haggerty. So a single and then 8-3 on the putout, one away in the bottom of the second inning. And now there's a called strike to the next batter, DuPont. Interesting set of circumstances right there. It was a tough play for Roy going back with the sun in his eyes. Bauer still almost got over there and helped him and made the play, but it was Haggerty who ultimately got the out. Now it's 0-2 on DuPont. Here's the next to him. Fastball swung on and fouled right back to the screen and off of our equipment back here as we're set up behind home plate. Count will remain at 0-2. One away in the bottom of the second inning. And the 0-2 pitch coming to DuPont. Fastball swung on and fouled back. Elevated fastball. Good job getting a piece of it. Four pitches this at bat so far, and still down in the count is Cole DuPont, the right fielder. Logan Winder kicks and delivers. Breaking ball this time. Swung on and it nubbed out in front of the plate. The pitcher, Winder, over and then throws to first. He got him. Nice defensive play. Way to field your position, young man. Logan Winder, that was a tough play. I was thinking he should have let it roll foul, but I don't know if it was gonna. So he got there and made sure he made the play. He's also a shortstop, so no surprise he can field his position well. That putout goes 1-3, and Winder, so far, so good. Very early. Now he faces Wes Brooks, the DH. Right-hander Winder brings it to the left-hander. Check swing, pitches up and outside. It's ball one, and the count is 1-0 on Wes. Wes Brooks is a .277 hitter. Had one hit yesterday. Fouls this one back to the screen. One ball and one strike. Brooks this season against Mineral Area hitting .200, 3-for-15 in the five games. Pitch low, 2-1. Outfield is going to play him to hit it the other way. Josh Haggerty moves even further to left center field, leaving wide open spaces in right center if he could just pull one. The 2-1 pitch, he does pull it. It's on the infield. Diving stop by Bauer. He's up. He throws to first, and he got him. A web gem of a play by the Cardinals second baseman ends this second inning. Mineral Area playing much better defense so far in game number two. 1-0 Cardinals after two, and we go to the third in 60 seconds and 1 minute on KREI.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
If you are planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
To the top of the third inning we go. Mineral Area College up top 1-0. Hayden Strobel will bat for the second time. He swings through a fastball and misses, and the count quickly 0-1. Good defense being played by the Mineral Area Cardinals so far in this one. Hopefully they can keep that up after five errors yesterday. Called strike in at the knees there, puts the count at 0-2. Well, Maple Woods has jumped out early over Three Rivers 4-0, bottom of the first of their game. If Maple Woods wins that, Three Rivers season will come to an end. Here's an off-speed pitch that swung on and tapped foul down the third base side toward the dugout. It's still 0-2 on Strobel. Top of the order here for Mineral Area. Strobel, Womble, and then Erhan. And Bouse hoping to come to the plate this inning. Bouse 1-for-1 with a run scored in the game. The 0-2 to Strobel. That's a fastball up and away. He wouldn't budge after it. One ball, two strikes. Strobel 2-for-4 yesterday, but he's 0-for-1 today playing first base. Struck out looking on three pitches. He's seeing more than three pitches this at-bat. 2-2 the count. So far, that was pitch number 5 of the at-bat to Hayden. Two balls, two strikes. Infield at normal depth. The outfield slightly shading him to pull. Swing and a line drive. That's off the glove of the third baseman. He either had to catch it or get out of the way. That was coming right at him. It scoots into left field. That's a base hit. Although it hit his glove, no way you're ruling an error on that one. Holloway has defended his position so well in this series, but that one was going to be tough. Hit right on the button past Holloway. So Strobel is aboard, leadoff man aboard for the second straight inning for Mineral Area College. They stranded two last inning but did score a run. Now it's Will Womble batting for the second time. Lefty versus righty. And this pitch up and away, 1-0. Will Womble grounded out to the shortstop, seeing just one pitch last time. He'll see at least twice that now. Infield wants the double play ball. First baseman holding. Strobel on, swinging a foul ball off to the right. It puts it at 1-1. On the former Festus Tiger, Will Womble. There for a while, he was getting pitch hit opportunities throughout the course of the regular season. It seemed like he was coming up with a base hit every single time. Got a start or two there toward the end of the year. Didn't do as well when he was in the lineup, but certainly he's shown flashes of being a very good hitter, and he gets another chance in Mineral Area's most important game of the season to show what he can do hitting in the two-hole. And you know he's going to get some good pitches to hit with good bats behind him. Ball two misses upstairs. The 2-1 pitch on its way, and that one is also elevated 3-1. Womble hitting against St. Louis pitching for the first time in today's game. And on the year has a .433 batting average and limited opportunities. 10 RBI, swinging a high fly ball. This one's driven into left center field, but Canterbury, ranging to his right, is able to get there and put it away. That retires Womble, and it's the first out of the top of the third. Some fly ball outs today, but none have left the yard yet. Almost have a feeling those will come. Cleanup, or rather three-hole hitter Chase Erhan is up now, 0-for-1. Team leader in home runs, struck out swinging last time. He's facing a left-hander, though, and because Mineral Area has so many potent bats in their lineup that happen to be lefties, that's why they have struggled against left-handed pitching for the most part this year, although they did a pretty good job against Reeves in the regular season. A bunt attempt goes right back to the screen, and the count is 0-1. Runner over at first base with one away in the third. Coming set, Reeves has the one he wants and delivers it. Swung on, spoiled foul again. This time it gets off to the left side. And it's 0-2. Joey Reeves pitched game 4 of the regular season series against the Cardinals. Took the loss, went 6 innings, gave up 7 hits, 6 runs. Only one of those was earned, though. Walked a batter and struck out 3. So it wasn't like he did terrible. His defense let him down. The 0-2 pitch, off speed, tapped foul. Good job keeping himself alive. Chase Erhan still needing to protect, but he protected well there, 0-2. Yep, he leads the team in home runs with 6. 43 runs batted in. Had a pop-up single for his only hit yesterday. Now 0-2 with one down. Fastball swung on, lifted high in the air, left side. Looks like it's going to go foul, and nobody's going to get there. We'll do it again. We stay at 0-2. Erhan against St. Louis this season, batting .388. He's hit in all but one of the games. The game 2 of the regular season went 0-for-4. He did steal a base that game. He got on via the walk. So he's been on base safely in every single game against St. Louis this season. 0-2 with one away and a runner at first being held on. Breaking ball, it was elevated, swung underneath of, and missed. Didn't look like the pitch did what Reeves wanted it to do, but sometimes those pitches can be your best friend because it wasn't what Erhan was expecting either. It's a strikeout. Down goes Erhan for the second time, and now it is Bouse. Ryan Bouse, 1-for-1, singled, came around to score on the RBI base hit from Lewis. It's the only run of the game so far. He swings and taps one foul.
puts the count at 0-1. Made the point yesterday that Bouse doesn't take a whole lot of walks. In fact, he's only got 8 on the season compared to his strikeout numbers in the mid-20s, but he swings the bat so well that you're okay with that hitting. Really, he was over 400 for most of the year and has just now dipped below 400, 391 to start the series. Here's the 0-1 pitch, swung on. That's lined into left field, but a running catch is made by the left fielder. Nice play by Anderson. That's the third out as Mineralaria strands its third base runner. They get one runner on, but can't do anything with it. And we go to the bottom of the third inning in a 1-0 lead for Mineralaria College. We're back at 60 seconds from Park Hills. It's AM 800 KRBI.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throwed roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throwed roll. Hot, gigantic throwed rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593 because MAC is your next step.
Through two innings, Logan Winder has faced the minimum despite giving up a base hit. It was a pop fly into center field that Josh Hackerty was able to get Prost out on, throwing back in behind him over at first base. So still, he's faced 6 batters, and he will face his 7th here in Colton Anderson, the lead off the bottom of the third, 7, 8, and 9 in the order. Logan Winder kicks and delivers it to the right-hander. It's swung on and fouled off to the right side. Anderson had a rough day offensively yesterday, going 0-for at the plate. Colton went 0-for-5 with a couple of strikeouts. He was batting in the 5th spot. Now he's down to the 7th spot. Now he takes a ball, 1 ball, 1 strike, and Logan Winder brings home the 1-1. Showing bunt, but pulling it back for a ball. Logan Winder can't believe it. That looked like a pretty good strike there. Could be that the home plate umpire was screened by the batter trying to drop down the bunt right in front of him. Looked like a good pitch. The 2-1. Here it comes. Fastball upstairs. Actually, not sure if that was a fastball. Looked like he could have taken something off of that. It was straight. Didn't do a whole lot up high. 3-1. Winder delivers. That definitely was a fastball. Popped the glove of Backton. It's called strike 2. Count runs full with Holloway on deck. Winder's defense straight away behind him. Swung on and fouled off on the next pitch. Count stays 3-2. Logan Winder with a 6-2 record this season. 61 strikeouts entering today, but he will issue the walk this time. First walk allowed by Winder. 33rd walk allowed overall on the year. Leadoff man aboard for St. Louis for the 2nd straight inning. Bringing in Holloway, who had a good day yesterday. A couple of base hits. He was 2-for-3. He doubled. Played a solid third base as well. He bats in the 8th spot for Coach Goodrich's St. Louis Archers. St. Louis, the defending Region 16 champion. From the stretch, Winder brings it home. Here's a swing and a soft line drive into right field, and Lewis cannot get there. It bounces in front of him, and everybody moves up a spot. It's a single the opposite way from Holloway. Anderson moves up to second base. Nobody out in the bottom of the third inning. Logan Winder walked the leadoff batter, then the single. So Holloway brings up Thomason. Thomason was asked to sacrifice in one of his at-bats yesterday. Be interesting to see if Coach Goodrich has him drop down the bunt here with 2 on and nobody down. And the top of the lineup coming up, I wouldn't be surprised a bit to see Thomas try to move those runners over. And the Mac infield is expecting it too. They come in. The bunt is popped up and over the first baseman's head, but foul. Oh, Strobel's at normal depth right there. That's an easy out. Instead, he was playing in, and it just got pushed over his head. Luckily for Mineralaria, foul ball, and the count's 0-1. Not a great bunt try that time from Thomason. He'll try it again. Logan Winder gets the baseball back to him, takes a trip around the mound. Mineralaria, not a whole lot of margin for error today. If they lose, their season is done. Here comes the 0-1 pitch with the right side of the infield drawn in. This bunt a little bit better. Bunted back to the pitcher. He'll flip underhanded to the first baseman Strobel, who backed up and got there in time. But the sacrifice is good. 1-3 on the sacrifice. Runners move up now to second and third base. Top of the order now, and it's Canterbury, one of the most dangerous hitters in their lineup, with a 3-for-6 day and 2 home runs and 3 RBIs yesterday. First base is open. Pollard on deck. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. That's a good one in there from Winder. Called strike one. Second time Canterbury has seen Winder today now. Winder will throw pitch number 40 right here with the wind blowing straight out. There's a called strike top of the zone. Maybe a generous strike call that time. Took something off. 0-2. Could have been that slider. But he left it up. 0-2 the count. Runners lead from second and third base. St. Louis trying to break through and score their first run. Breaking ball swung on, grounded to the shortstop, and the only play is going to go to first by Roy, and the run's going to come in. The RBI ground out, and it goes 6-3. Anderson comes in, and it's a 1-1 ball game. Holloway also is able to move over to third base. The leadoff walk hurts Mineral Area, but let's limit the damage. Holloway 90 feet away from scoring the go-ahead run. It'll take a two-out base hit, though, or a mistake by Mineral Area as Pollard stands in 0-for-1. Flied out to center field last time up. Here's a pitch down in the dirt, blocked by Logan Bax nicely. That saves a run. And the count's 1-0. Canterbury with that last RBI, his 48th of the season and his fourth just in the last two games. The 1-0 with two outs, kick in the fire, swinging a ground ball right side, and it's through, and St. Louis grabs the lead. 2-1, Archers as Pollard delivers the base hit the opposite way. Holloway comes in to score. St. Louis on top just like that, 2-1. Still two outs in the inning. Logan Winders labored this inning much more than he has in the previous two, up to 15 pitches this inning and now 43 for the game. And now the big bat, Kyle Stevens, at the plate, 0-for-1 today. But he's feasted on Mineral Area pitching this year with 3 home runs. Last time up, grounded out to the third baseman. He leads them in home runs with 15 total on the year. Ball one is low. Closed batting stance from the right side. Breaking ball. Did he go around on the check swing? Home plate umpire says he did. And it's a strike, 1-1. It's a good breaking ball. Certainly, Stevens didn't agree that his bat head went through the zone. The 1-1 pitch to him. And that's a fastball right at the knees, called strike two. Good pitch there from Logan Winder. Mineral Area has given up the lead, now trailing 2-1. It's the bottom of the third inning, and Kyle Stevens at the plate, their three-hole hitter and best power batter in the lineup. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, swung on, grounded to the first baseman. That stab by Strobel. He'll step on the bag. Stranding a runner is St. Louis, but they score two in the inning and gain the lead 2-1 through three innings of play. Mineral Area looks for the response when we come back in 60 seconds. You're listening to the Sub-Region 16 Tournament on AM 800 KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
It'll be a lefty versus lefty matchup to start the fourth inning as Haggerty will dig in against Reeves. Haggerty will be followed up by Dix and then Bax, 5, 6, and 7 for Mineral Area. St. Louis has grabbed a 2-1 lead over the Cardinals as we start the fourth. Two runs came in the bottom of that third inning. So far, your line score reads 1-4-0, Mineral Area 2-3-0. For the St. Louis Archers. Here comes Josh Haggerty, 0-for-1 today, and the first pitch just misses for ball number one, the 1-0 count. North Central leads 2-0 early against Crowder. North Central needing to win today to stave off elimination as well. Swing at a pop-up, foul territory, first base side, and Stevens is over to camp under it and make the catch, and Hags is 0-for-2. First is retired in the fourth inning. And it brings up Grant Dix, who's one for one. A single on the ground the opposite way, his last at bat. Dix seems to be good for one base hit per game. You'd like him to be able to put up two or three. He swings and lines one over the second baseman's head, and there's his second base hit, and it's rolling all the way to the wall. Dix isn't going to be content with just one. He's on his way to second. It's a one-out double. He represents the tying run out there at second base. Well, he just answered the challenge right there is all he did. Getting more than one base hit a game. Okay, I'll get two in my first two at-bats here. Good job by Grant Dix. Moves back over to third base and responds with a two-for-two day so far. Grant has actually hit safely in every game against St. Louis this year. He had had one hit in every game prior to this one. Now he has two. Ball high to Logan Bax. RBI opportunity for Logan. He's got a 1-0 count. Bax sitting with 20 RBIs right now. His second home run of his career would be nice. Here's a swing and a hard hit ground ball. It's up the middle, and that's going to tie this game. Here comes Grant Dix, 2-2 in the fourth inning. Back-to-back base hits for Mineral Area College, and they respond quickly, and the Mineral Area crowd loves it. Dix the double, backs the single, and Mineral Area evened up again. So 2-2 with Lewis coming up. Lewis already has an RBI base hit today. He's one for one. He's a tall right-hander. Height's not listed on the Mineral Area roster, but I'm going to guess somewhere around 6'6". Runner leads from first, and Lewis stings one up the middle. That's past the diving shortstop, and the Cardinals have it going now with back-to-back-to-back base hits with one away in the fourth. All of them hard hit. And right back at the pitcher. Now at the plate will be Roy. Alex Roy's 0 for 1. He grounded out to his counterpart in his last at bat. Actually, he flied out to center, excuse me. It was a soft line drive to center field. Lewis leads from first. Bax leads from second. With one down, here's the pitch to Roy. Fastball too high to be called a strike. 1-0. Middle infield wants that double play to end the inning. Mineral Area has already knotted the game up here in the fourth. This pitch got away from Reeves and missed high and wide, 2-0. Thomason and Pollard, the double play combo up the middle for the St. Louis Archers. Wind continues to blow out to left center field. Reeves kicks and delivers, and Roy gets under it again. Swings and flies it into center field. Backing up is Canterbury. Runner at second, backs tags up, but he's not going anywhere. Canterbury throws it in quickly, and there's your second out. But the lineup turns back over to the top as Roy is 0 for 2. Now it's Hayden Strobel, 1 for 2 for the Cardinal first baseman. Singled his last at bat off the glove of the third baseman on a line drive and then struck out looking his first at bat on three pitches. Left-hander brings it to the right-hander. Breaking ball, it's a good one. At the belt for a called strike and it's 0-1. Hayden Strobel, just good solid numbers. 21 RBIs and a .368 batting average for the Cardinals this year. And since he moved to the leadoff spot, he has responded. Start of the day batting .500 against St. Louis pitching, and he moved to the leadoff spot in game one against St. Louis. So good numbers there. .500 at the leadoff spot with four RBIs. Been hit by a pitch. He's walked. He struck out just one time. Well, twice now, counting today's, and grounded into a double play. Against St. Louis, he's gone 3-for-5, 3-for-4, 0-for-3, 1-for-4, and 2-for-4 in the five previous games. He swings and misses here. Now he's down in the count, 0-2. Looked like he couldn't catch up to the fastball. Well, it's Lewis at first and backs at second base. Expanding their leads. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Strobel. He stays alive, fouling it off to the right side. 0-2. Cardinals would love to get the lead back right here. Good chance to do it with a good hitter at the plate and more good hitters coming up. Womble on deck. Battle back here, get that count back in your favor, and get one you can drive. Even stance from the right side for Strobel. The kick and the delivery, breaking ball, he swung on and missed. Catcher blocked it, has to throw down to first base, but he'll do so. Strikeout, 2-3 put out, but Mineral Area, three base hits and the inning. They leave two stranded, but they tie the game 2-2. And that's through 3.5. We'll come back with the bottom of the fourth inning in 60 seconds. It's the sub-regional round on AM800 KREI.
Keep the secret. Secret, Moorman.
Jason, secret what?
Clarissa, shh.
Don't say another word. I've got a secret. Hence, Secret More Man.
What kind of secret could you be keeping now? Another superpower you think you have?
No, Dirt Diva. This is big. I mean, really big news. So big, I can't say. Fleek's equipment is about to mow down the competition in a whole new way.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
What do you think I'm saying?
I think you're saying...
Shh! Don't say it. Stop right there. It's all in good time, Dirt Diva.
Queen of the Green, if you want me to keep a secret, Mormouse.
Fine. Queen of the Green it is. Fleek's equipment, online, 24/7, fleeks.com.
Let our family serve your family. Highway 32, St. Genevieve. And stay tuned for the big announcement coming soon.
Logan Winder's already 1-0 against the St. Louis Archers. Let's hope he can move to 2-0 and force a pivotal Game 3 in this series. We got a 2-2 tie as we go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Mineral Area just picked up one run in the top half. The batter will be Prost. He's the four-hole hitter. Prost, DuPont, and then Brooks for the St. Louis Archers facing Winder, who's going to get up over 50 pitches this inning. Prost today is 1-for-1. He's the Archer catcher, and he swings and lines one right side. Foul, just foul by about 6 inches. In fact, it dropped behind the first base umpire, and he didn't even see it bounce, but ruled foul because he's standing right there on the line and knew where it went past him and where it was going to bounce. It was actually a good call by him, even though he didn't see it. Here comes the 0-1 pitch, and it's low and outside, but that's just good positioning by your umpires right there. Give the credit to the players when they make good plays. Give credit to the umpires, too, when they do it right, and he did it right. Breaking ball there, called a strike, 1-2 here in the bottom of the fourth on leadoff man Prost, cleanup hitter overall, leadoff man this inning. Breaking ball downstairs. Good sportsmanship by Prost to help out the catcher backs and tap that baseball right back to him. I love the way Prost and Stevens as well just uncoiled themselves at the baseball, just giving everything they have on these swings. And there's another one. He tags it down the third baseline, past Dix, rolling into the corner. Prost rounds first. He heads to second base, and he's going to get there standing up. I mean, these guys do not get cheated. They give everything they've got on these swings. And when they make contact, that ball travels a long way. That time hit on the ground. That abused the dirt that time. Probably some divots on the infield grass where it smoked through there. So it's a double to start the fourth inning. And now it's St. Louis coming right back, answering with a big base hit. So far, Mack out hitting St. Louis 7-4. The game's tied 2-2. Neither team has committed an error. DuPont's the batter now. DuPont's 0-for-1. He takes a called strike from Winder. 0-1. Mineral Area 1 in the second, 1 in the fourth. St. Louis with 2 runs in the third. Right-hander versus left-hander was this matchup. Fastball right past him, swung on and missed. 0-2. Now to get that out pitch, you can afford to waste one, see if he'll expand his zone, or do you come right at him? Try to get him on 3 pitches. Go-ahead run standing at second base with average to below-average speed. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Took something off, and it's upstairs. 1-2. So again, North Central had an early lead over Crowder, 2-0. North Central trying to send their series to game number 3 today. Three Rivers got on the board against Maplewoods. Last check there was 4-1. Maplewoods leads that series 1-0. Here's a swing and a foul ball off to the left. Count still 1-2. Brooks on deck. St. Louis trying to break back on top. Mack led 1-0. St. Louis led 2-1. Now it's 2-2. Game number 2 of the series, game number 1 of the day. Swinging a fly ball into left field. That's easy for the left fielder, Erhan. He'll come in, he'll camp under it, and he will not allow the runner at second to tag up, but Prost wasn't interested in tagging up anyway. That's a fly ball out to left field. Now if that ball's out to right field, maybe you try to tag up. It's a tougher throw, but that play is right in front of Chase Erhan, so no chance you're tagging, especially if you don't got the great speed. Batter is Wesley Brooks, who's 0-for-1. One away and a runner at second. Can Winder pitch around that leadoff double? This one sinks down low. Check swing, but he didn't go after it, and it's 1-0. Last time up for Brooks, he grounded out to the second baseman. Bouse made a fantastic play to dive for it. Throw it over to first base and retire him by at least a step. Here's a check on the runner, just stepping off and looking him back, Logan Winder. Didn't even let go of the ball. Now the 1-0 pitch to the plate. Swing and a miss. Got the fastball by him again. That's what I'm talking about. His fastball is very effective because of the life that it has on it. But if you're just trying to blow it by every single hitter, it's not going to be as effective. But today and throughout the course of the season, he's done a good job of mixing it up, mixing his breaking ball in there, changing speeds, changing locations, foul ball off to the left side. And he did that in high school too, and he knows how to pitch. But sometimes you fall in love with that fastball and just need to be redirected a little bit by your coaches. That's what they're for. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a line drive over the shortstop, and that's going to give St. Louis the lead at 3-2. Well, they wave Prost home late, so there's a play at the plate, but he's still in there safely. Prost did not get around third base very quickly at all, but still got there in time. Haggerty made the throw home closer than it should have been, but still the Archers on top by a run. St. Louis wasting no time, grabbing that lead right back. Leslie Brooks gets the line drive RBI base hit, and he took second base on that throw home. Still one out in the inning, 3-2 Archers. And the batter now is Colton Anderson. Here's the pitch to Anderson. He swings and drives it into right field, and that one is down as well. Breaking late from second was Brooks, but he's still going to get there, and the Archers now have a two-run lead at 4-2, and that's a stand-up double from Colton Anderson, who's 1-for-1 on the day. Logan Winder running into some trouble. That was a well-hit opposite field line drive. Lewis had to dig it out of the corner. Brooks comes in to score from second base. So this inning, the leadoff double by Prost, the flyout by DuPont. Brooks singled in Prost. And then Anderson doubles in Brooks. Three base hits, two extra base hits this inning for St. Louis. 4-2, Archers have put up two spots in back-to-back innings. Bax wants to go and talk to Logan Winder. Hayden Strobel joins in that conversation. We're brought to you by Fleegs Equipment of St. Genevieve. We also say thanks to New Era Bank and Farmington and Williams and Seacrest, attorneys at law in Park Hills, for sponsoring Mineral Area College baseball not only today but all season long. Breaking ball is at the knees, called a strike, general strike call again. The batter does not agree with. Colby Holloway is that batter, who's 1-for-1. He's the third baseman, singled in the right field last time up. Still one away, Archers 4, Cardinals 2. Bottom of the fourth. Swinging an inside outer foul that goes off to the right side. 0-2 on Colby Holloway. Started today with a .265 batting average. He's up to that a bit with the base hit. And had a 2-for-3 day yesterday also. The 0-2 pitch. Swung on, popped up. This is in the shallow right field. Lewis with that long stride comes in and makes the catch. That's the second out. Still got one more to get. Back-to-back innings that St. Louis has put up at least two runs against Winder. Thomason, the batter now in the nine spot. He was able to drop a sacrifice down his last at bat. He'll be swinging away now. Trying to turn that lineup back over to Canterbury. St. Louis Archers could not get a win in the regular season against Mineral Area. Now they're trying to sweep the postseason series and send Mineral Area home for the year. Here's the pitch. Fastball, inner half, called a strike. That's a good one from Winder. 0-1. Winder's not pitching poorly, certainly. St. Louis lineup, very formidable. This pitch sinks downstairs. Runner at second, strayed, and then had to scramble back as Logan Bax smothered it nicely and jumped up, ready to gun. He did not let it go, though. It's 1-1. Anderson's out there at second base. The 1-1, Logan Winder. Swing a line drive. That's down into right field. Rounding third is Anderson. He's waved in. Lewis, a gun to home plate, but not in time. The throw down to second base, and they can't get Thomason either. Thomason slides in safely. Ball scoots into center field, but he won't advance any further. It's another base hit, an RBI, and this time it's Casey Thomason, 5-2, St. Louis Archers. Rough couple of innings now for Mineral Area College. Coming here in the third and fourth inning. And again, Logan Back's going to go talk. Blake Jones is going to make a slow walk out there as well. Thomason standing on second base with two down, and Canterbury will be the batter. 5-2 St. Louis. Question is, will Blake Jones ask for the baseball? Looking down toward the Mineral Area bullpen, seeing a little bit of action right there, but from the looks of it, think this is just a conversation between coach and pitcher. 5-2, St. Louis Archers. Brought to you by Mineral Area College and Park Hills, Lambert's Cafe of Sykeston. Canterbury 0-2 today. His first at bat, flied out to right. Last at bat, grounded out to the shortstop. Winder is indeed staying in the ball game. Blake Jones makes his way back to the dugout. Canterbury started the day with a .336 batting average. Hit two home runs yesterday. He's up to 8 of those on the year. A couple of triples and 15 doubles. 3 runs plated by the Archers here in the bottom of the fourth. From the stretch, Logan Winder kicks and fires. Fastball low, 1-0. Now St. Louis has evened up the hit totals, 7 apiece. But they've been able to drive them in. 1-0 pitch, swung on. High fly ball. That one's deep to center field. Center fielder going to drift back. It's going, it's going, it's gone. A two-run home run by Canterbury. 7-2 St. Louis. 8th hit of the ball game. Canterbury's 3rd home run in 2 games against Mineral Area College. And a strong start to this game by the Cardinals has turned quickly. Thomason scores on the homer. 7-2, a 5-run lead, but plenty of time left. 5 spot in the bottom of the fourth. Winder served it up, and any other day, maybe Haggerty's got a chance to make a play at the wall on that, but today with the wind blowing out, that one found the trees beyond the left center field wall. Backs again, goes out to talk to Logan Winder. Jefferson College has St. Charles today. Jeffco up 1-0 in that series. Crowder taking on North Central in the O-Show. Crowder leads that series 1-0. Maplewood's hosting Three Rivers. Maplewood's up in that series 1-0. And it's St. Louis here in Park Hills up 1-0 in this series. And now Blake Jones comes out and asks for the baseball. Logan Winder's day will be done. We'll give you his final numbers and tell you who the new pitcher is when we come back. 7-2. Archers lead Mineral Area with a 5-run fourth inning so far. Nobody on and 2 down. We'll talk to you in 90 seconds from Hal Lowry Field in Park Hills on AM 800 KRBI.
If you're planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll. Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Well, it's hard to keep a good team down, and St. Louis has proven that this weekend. With 10 hits in yesterday's game number one, they've already approached 8 hits in today's game two and jumped out to a 7-2 lead. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning with 2 down. St. Louis still batting, 5 runs already in this inning. And we go from one former Farmington Knight to another. Brett Mann is in relief of Logan Winder. So Mann needs one more out to get this inning before the Mineral Area bats can come back and try to get back in this game. Pollard will be the batter, the second baseman for St. Louis. Pollard singled to right field and has flied out to center field today. Brett Mann pitched against St. Louis in the regular season series and picked up a save. And I believe it was a 2-inning save. I'll have to check that. And it was indeed a 2-inning save in game number 2. He allowed 2 hits but no runs to pick up the save as Mineral Area was able to win that game 7-6. Ball downstairs from Batman to Pollard, and the count is 1 and 0. Mineral Area now being out hit 8-7. The 1-0 pitch swung on, popped up. This is going to go over to the right side, going to stay fair. Second baseman bounces over to call for it, and Brett Mann comes in and does his job. And finally, this inning comes to an end. But, boy, the damage was done. Five runs come in, and they come in on five hits, and nobody left on. 7-2, St. Louis through four innings. Mineral Area looks to respond in 1 minute on AM 800 KRBI.
Keep the secret. Secret, more man.
Jason, secret what?
Clarissa, shh. Don't say another word. I've got a secret. Hence, secret, more man.
What kind of secret could you be keeping now? Another superpower you think you have?
No, Dirt Diva. This is big. I mean, really big news. So big, I can't say. Fleek's Equipment is about to mow down the competition in a whole new way.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
What do you think I'm saying?
I think you're saying...
Shh! Don't say it. Stop right there. It's all in good time, Dirt Diva.
Queen of the Green, if you want me to keep a secret, Moor Mouse.
Fine. Queen of the Green it is. Fleek's Equipment, online 24/7. Fleek's.com.
Let our family serve your family. Highway 32, St. Genevieve. And stay tuned for the big announcement coming soon.
Seven to two is the score. St. Louis jumps out in front with two runs in the third, five runs in the fourth. Mineral Area has turned to bat now in the top of the fifth, and the first pitch from Reeves to Will Womble is up high for ball number one. Womble, Erhan bounce this inning, 2-3-4 for the Cards. Here's the next pitch from lefty to righty. Fastball gets past him on a swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. Working quickly, Reeves brings the breaking ball home this time, and it's low, 2-1. Now the final numbers on Logan Winder. Got out to a good start, faced the minimum the first two innings, and then the wheels came off for him, swinging a miss here from Womble. But the final numbers from Logan Winder, he lasted 3 2/3, gave up 8 hits, 7 runs, all of them earned, and a swing and a miss on Womble strikes out the first batter of the fifth. Also, Winder walked one batter and was unable to record a strikeout today. So a tough go, and if his offense can't bail him out, he would finish his freshman season as a MAC Cardinal at 6-3. Very solid first year, though, and at times fantastic. Here's a drag bunt attempt by Chase Erhan, trying to make contact and catch the third baseman napping, but he missed. So swing and a miss. The count's 0-1. He reaches for one here and slaps it toward the left center field gap. Run, long run for the left fielder, and he makes a snow cone catch. He almost overran it. Reach back behind his head and somehow glove that one. So Anderson gets there in time for the second out. There's a couple innings yesterday when Mineral Area went extremely quick. This could be another one today. Two up, two down. And it's up to Ryan Bouse to extend the inning. 1-for-2 and a run scored today. A single. He swings and gets underneath of it, pops it up on the infield, and a quick, quiet inning for Mineral Area College as Thomason, the shortstop, puts it away. Reeves only needed 8 pitches to retire the side. To the bottom of the fifth we go, St. Louis 7, Mineral Area 2 in the Region 16 tournament sub-regional round. We're back in 60 seconds on the Talk of the Parkland, AM 800.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
If you're planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed-rate or adjustable-rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
AM800 KREI, your home for the Mineral Area College Cardinals, and the St. Louis Archers have Mineral Area on the brink. If Mineral Area loses this one, their season comes to an end. And right now it's St. Louis 7, Mineral Area 2. Brett Mann is out for his second inning of work. Just check the St. Charles Jeffco score, 8-5. St. Charles leads over the top seed Jefferson College. St. Charles Cougars, who really struggled all season long, only picked up three region wins in the regular season, finished 10-38, now 10-39 after yesterday's loss. St. Charles could force a game three if they hold on in that game against Jeffco. They were in the middle innings there with St. Charles up 8-5. Maple Woods led Three Rivers last check 6-3, and North Central was on top of Crowder 4-0 last check of their ball game. Brett Mann brings home the pitch, and it is inside to Kyle Stevens, 1-0, backing him off the plate. Stevens is 0-2 today. Ground out to first and a ground out to third. He swings and pops it up to the first baseman, Strobel. Strobel doesn't have to wait for it very long to come down to him. A little bit of a loop in that, but he makes the catch in the bottom of the fifth for the first out. Four-hole hitter will stand in next, and that's Prost. Boy, has Prost been good in this series. Prost today is 2-for-2. His last at bat was a double to left. He also singled past the shortstop. Takes a breaking ball here from Brett Mann. Brett Mann, oh, good breaking ball there. Good curveball. Good tight rotation. Tall right-hander brings home the next. He's a transfer from Central Methodist. He's in his sophomore year. Called strike on the next one, 0-2. Spent his freshman season in Fayette with the Eagles. Comes over to Blake Jones Mineral Area College Cardinals for his sophomore season. And then zips a fastball right past the slugger. Prost for the strikeout. Three pitches and see you later. Two down. And it is Cole DuPont who's 0-for-2 coming to the plate. But the St. Louis Bats, they've been tough to keep down. Even in the wins for Mineral Area in the regular seasons, Archers were able to score some runs. Pitch outside for a ball. 1-0. St. Louis has gotten RBIs today from Canterbury, who has another three RBI day so far, swinging a foul off to the left side. Pollard has driven in one. Brooks has driven in one. Anderson also driving one in. Canterbury with a home run, then some doubles being hit, one by Prost, one by Anderson. The 1-1 pitch is downstairs, ball two. 2-1 the count. And then again, St. Louis out hitting Mineral Area 8-7, and the Cardinals went extremely quiet in that last half inning. Here's a swing and a pop-up foul back behind us. 2-2. And that would have been the top of the fifth. Again, Mineral Area is the road team on their home field here in game number two of the sub-regional. They flip-flop. I believe Mineral Area would be the home team if they forced a game three. Here's the 2-2 pitch, swinging an inside-outer foul the other way. 2-2, the lefty, DuPont, stays alive. Outfield shades him to hit it the other way, and again, miles and miles in that right center field power rally. And he goes that way, swinging a high fly ball toward the right center field gap, and this ball is down and bouncing to the wall. Rounding first and heading to second base, he beat the shift. It is Cole DuPont with a two-out double. He placed that exactly where he needed to with Josh Haggerty playing left center field and leaving center field and right center field wide open. So now at the plate, here's Wesley Brooks. Another slugger, but the guy who doesn't have the staggering numbers that Prost or Stevens have, but a guy that's certainly dangerous in his own right. Brett Mann now working from the stretch. Tall right-hander on the hill will bring it home to the tall left-hander at the plate. This one breaks outside for ball one. 1-0. Ninth hit of the day for St. Louis came off the bat of DuPont, who's ready to be driven in out there at second base. St. Louis Archers, five unanswered runs, trying to score in their third straight inning. Ball outside and low. 2-0 the count. Logan Winder started this game. He lasted 3 2/3. Brett Mann, the second pitcher being used by Mineral Area today, and the seventh total pitcher used just in the sub-regional for the Cardinals. They used five yesterday. The 2-0 from Brett Mann after the leg kick brings it outside. 3-0 on the fastball. Got two quick outs, then the double by DuPont. And now six-hole hitter Brooks in the driver's seat of this at-bat with Anderson on deck. Anderson's already doubled today. Don't want to see him come up, and he won't quite yet. Called strike here, 3-1. Good crowd on hand again here today. A lot more St. Louis fans in attendance today, though, than there was yesterday. They got word that St. Louis had a chance to clinch it in game number one here, and some Archer fans have made the trip down. Ball four misses outside, and Brooks is aboard. Back-to-back two-out base runners for St. Louis, and it's Anderson coming up. 1-for-1 today. Double to right. He walked in his first at-bat. That's after going 0-for-5 yesterday. Even batting stance, no batting gloves from the right side. Brett Mann needed to get through this fifth inning. This pitch is elevated up high. Ball one. 1-0. We've approached 1 o'clock. It's Mac Baseball on AM 800, KREI, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge. This game is 1 hour and 6 minutes old, with St. Louis holding a 7-2 lead over Mineral Area. Mann delivers and misses again, losing command. 2-0. He was behind 3-0 to the last batter, Brooks, before finding the strike zone, but ultimately giving in and walking. Now behind 2-0 here. And this one's a fastball over but low, 3-0. Mineral Area issued 6 walks in yesterday's loss and hit 4 batters. Big contributing factor to the loss, plus the 5 errors. Now starting to go that way again. Same pitch here. Oh, they called it a strike. Very surprised that was called a strike, considering Mann had been struggling to find it. St. Louis crowd can't believe it, and frankly, I can't either. 3-1. See if Brett Mann can take advantage of the opportunity he's been given to battle back. DuPont, second base, takes his lead. Here's the 3-1 pitch. It's inside for ball number 4. Base is loaded now as Anderson moves to first, Brooks to second, DuPont on down the third, and Logan Bax, the leader that he is, he's going to make another trip out to the mound and talk. Time will be called for that. Mineral Area College Baseball brought to you by Williams and Seacrest Attorneys at Law in Park Hills, Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston, Fleeg's Equipment of St. Genevieve, New Era Bank of Farmington. We say thank you to those sponsors for jumping on board with us all season long. Brett Mann and Logan Bax have a brief conversation, and Logan's coming back. The batter will be Colby Holloway. Colby is 1-for-2. Holloway started the day with a .265 batting average, with 9 driven in, 1 home run, and 8 doubles. Even stance from the right side. Here's the pitch to him. Fastball in there for a strike. Hopefully that conversation Bax just had with Mann gets him back going. He had nobody on, 2 out before the base hit and 2 walks. There's a called strike. Fastball again, same pitch, same result, and the count's 0-2. DuPont double to right, then back-to-back walks to Brooks and then Anderson, but now Mann's ahead in the count 0-2. Here it comes, and the ball gets by Bax. Here comes the run from third. The flip back to the pitcher covering. He's out. Bax got there in time, and Brett Mann was there at home plate to make the play. And what a job by Mann to block the plate with his leg as he slid in. The low throw allowed him, because he was blocking the plate, to turn around and make the tag. And Mineral Area gets out of it without allowing a run. Maybe not the way you drew it up, but we'll take it. Now we just need some runs. We go to the sixth inning and a 5-run deficit for Mineral Area. 7-2, Archers on top. We'll talk to you in 60 seconds on the Talk of the Parkland. AM 800, KREI.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out, here comes the throwed roll. They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down home food. Oh, and look out, here comes a throwed roll. Hot, gigantic throwed rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593, because MAC is your next step.
Mineral Area avoids a big mistake in that last inning with the bases loaded. Kept it at a 5-run game, 7-2, with the ball getting by Bax with the bases loaded, but he got back and made the play, throwing it back to the pitcher covering for the final out So no runs that inning for St. Louis. So now the Cardinals will have to get the bats going as Josh Haggerty leaves things off and fouls it off against Reeves. This pitch is in there, called strike on the lower outer corner. That's a great pitch from Reeves. The count's 0-2. Jeffco trails St. Charles 8-5 after 3. Cougars have the bats going in that game, and Crowder's made a little bit of a comeback against North Central. North Central up 4-3 in the top of the fifth in game two of their sub-regional. Jeffco up 1-0. Crowder up 1-0. Ball one misses low and outside. The count's 1-2. The next to Hags, breaking ball, swung on, and this one will be grounded to the second baseman. That's an easy play for Pollard. He flips to first, and so far Josh Haggerty not doing as well in the sub-regional as he did in the regular season against St. Louis. He's now 0-3. Grant Dix has his first two-hit day against St. Louis today. He's 2-for-2 with a single and a double. He's hit safely in every game against the Archers this season. He will swing and loop this one into center field. Long run for the center fielder. He won't get there. How about a 3-for-3 day for Grant Dix? Cardinals get their eighth hit of the ball game. There is plenty of time left in this game for Mineral Area to score 5 runs. It's the top of the sixth. You just got to get runners on base any way you can, and then eventually good things are going to start happening for you. The main thing is don't give up. Don't think, well, we're down by 5 runs. It might not be in the cards for us. Just keep playing. Keep grinding out good at bats. Eventually you'll have your opportunity to break through. Then you need to seize that opportunity. 1-0 as Bax takes the pitch outside. Bax is 1-for-2 on the game so far. He's a left-hander facing a left-hander. Fastball swung on, popped up. That gets behind us, and it's out of play. Counts 1-1. Logan Bax with a single today and an RBI. It was his 21st of the season. 1-1 pitch, breaking ball. Ooh, that was a good one. That froze him for a called strike right there at the letters, 1-2. That's tough on anybody, but especially the left-hander. Looks like it's coming at your eyes and then breaks out right at your chest. 1-2 pitch, same pitch here. Swing and a little defensive base hit into left field. Just made contact and it dribbled through the hole between third and short. Didn't get all of it by any means, but it found a hole. It's the second hit of the day in Mineral Area. Got something going again. 2 on. And the next batter is Trevor Lewis, who's 2-for-2. He drove in a run back in the second inning, gave Mineral Area the brief 1-0 lead. Lewis, he's got a little bit of pop to him. He's left the yard once this season. That was against Central Methodist Junior Varsity in a game we called. Called strike here. Counts 0-1. Start of the day with a .279 batting average. He's playing in his 34th game, but has not started all of those. Comes off the bench with all of the time. He swings and lifts this one high in the air to right field. Playable for the right fielder, DuPont. Runner tags from second, and Dix will be safe at third base. DuPont almost fell down as he made that catch. Ball came dangerously close to hitting the ground, but he held on to it. 2 outs in the inning. Let me go to the 8th spot in the order after that high fly ball out. Runners will be at the corners for Alex Roy, the shortstop. Roy today 0-for-2. A couple of flyouts to center field. Here's the pitch to him. Bottom of the order, important that he comes up big here and at least gets on base for his team. 1-0 the count on Alex Roy. Here's the high leg kick in the pitch, and it's up high for ball number 2. Time going to be called as Roy steps out, takes a trip around home plate. Roy with a .211 batting average, 6 walks on the season, 10 runs batted in, playing in his 22nd game. He's ahead in the count 2-0. Dix leads from third, Bax leads from first. Wind blows to left. Here's the pitch. Up high and outside for ball number 3. Now there is one base open. It's second base. And the on-deck hitter is leadoff man Hayden Strobel, who has hit well against St. Louis this sub-regional in the previous regular season series. You'd like to see him come up with a chance. The base is loaded. Alex Roy sitting pretty here at 3-0. Let's see if he just watches this one. He does all the way, and it just missed for ball number 4. A 4-pitch walk to Roy. Roy's aboard at first, backs up to second. Dick stays at third. Here comes Hayden Strobel. 1-for-3 for Hayden, playing first base. Struck out last time. Singled the previous at-bat and struck out in his first at-bat leading off the game. Hayden Strobel at the plate with a chance to do some damage. entering today. He'd hit 500 against St. Louis pitching. Here's the pitch to the right-hander. Fastball in there for a strike. 0-1. Big spot in this ball game. If Mineralary wants to make a move, this is their chance to do so. They lead from all the way around. Reeves comes set, takes a deep breath, kicks, brings home the breaking ball, swing, and a ground ball to the third baseman. Nice snag. Now he'll try to beat the man to third base, and he will. He beats bats to the third base bag, and Holloway continues to defend his position well over at third base. Mineralary strands the bases loaded, and it's 7-2 St. Louis as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. In 1 minute on AM 800 KREI.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593 because MAC is your next step.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Mac had a great chance to score that last half inning. Bases were loaded. A hard hit ground ball was snagged by Holloway, and he took the play at third base. And although it was close, he did beat Logan Bax to that third base bag for the force out. Mineralaria strands the bases loaded, and the Cardinals have been stranding some base runners today, down 7-2. Mineralaria has now stranded 8 in the game. First time they'd left the bases loaded, though, and that stings. Brett Mann's out there to work the bottom of the sixth. And against the Archers, he'll go up against Colby Holloway, who just made that play. 8-9-1 in the order. Holloway, Thomason, and then back to the top with Canterbury. St. Louis went 0-4 against Mineralaria in the regular season, lost their grip on the four seed, ended up having to come down to Park Hills to the sub-regional because of that, and then get right back on track in the sub-regional, at least so far, with a commanding 5-run lead in the bottom of the sixth inning and already up in the series of 1-0. Brett Mann toes the rubber, and he's ready to bring it home to Colby Holloway. Holloway 1-for-2, flied out to right and single into right field. This pitch backs him off the plate, and the count's 1-0. One thing I like it about Brett Mann so far is he's not afraid to pitch inside. He's gone inside on several batters. You need to do that, especially at this level. Paints the outer corner that time and catches the strike zone to make it 1-1. And another one coming from Brett Mann. Swinging a high fly ball. This one toward left field. Way up in the air. Long run for Chase Erhan. Erhan going back toward the wall, and it gets over his glove. Looked like he had a beat on it, but never did run it down, and it bounces to the wall, and it's a double to lead off the sixth inning. Off the bat of Colby Holloway. That ball just kept drifting and drifting and drifting. So Chase Erhan kept drifting and drifting and drifting, and eventually it just flew over his head. Wind aided that one a bit, too. If you can get it in the air toward left field, you're going to have a good chance at extra bases or a home run. And that's what Holloway was able to do. Now it's Thomason at the plate. Some good at-bats for Thomason. Singled to right field last time. Sacrificed his previous at-bat. He's the 9-hole hitter. Here's the pitch to him. And this is some chin music on a fastball. Backs him up again. And the count's 1-0. Brett Mann, the relief pitcher for Logan Winder, who started the game and is on the hook for the loss, going 3 2/3. Giving up all 7 runs. The big inning was the fourth when the Archers collected 5 runs on 5 hits. Here's the high leg kick in the pitch from Mann. Backs him off again on the fastball. 2-0. Mineralaria, a 30-win season this year. They've done some really good things. A few games they'd like to have back. A few performances they'd like to have back. Is it all going to come to an end today, though? Here's the 2-0 pitch, and he was squaring to bunt, tried to pull it back, and the ball hit the bat for a foul ball. Mad at himself for that. It would have been ball 3. Didn't mean to put the bat on the ball, but instead it's 2-1. And I believe the ball might have caromed off the bat and off of Logan back somewhere because now he's got his catcher's mask off, and he's bent over trying to collect himself, catch his breath. His head coach going to come out and look at him. Blake Jones going to make sure Logan Bax is okay. He says he is. and everybody looks good to go. Holloway's out at second base with nobody down, a 2-1 count on Casey Thomason, who's 1-for-1. Mineral Area being out hit 10-9, left the bases loaded in the top half of the sixth inning. Thomason digs back in. Brett Mann's ready to go. Wind blows out to dead center field. Mann from the stretch looks back to second. Looks home, back to second again. Kicks, fires, squaring the bunt. Thomason pushes it down the first base line. That's a great bunt. Play is made by Strobel. He'll tag him out, 3 unassisted. And the runner moves over to third base. His second sacrifice of the day, his third sacrifice in 2 games in this sub-regional, moves Holloway down to scoring position just 90 feet away. And one out in the inning, so a great chance for St. Louis to get another run home if Canterbury can just put the ball in play. Canterbury's 1-for-3, but it was a big one hit. It was a home run to center field his last time up, his third home run in 2 games against Mineral Area, all in the sub-regional. Ball high, 1-0. Canterbury now with 3 home runs overall against Mineral Area. Didn't hit one in the regular season against the Cardinals. He swings and lines one foul out in front. But he did come into today with a .285 batting average against Cardinal pitching. Counts even 1-1. Brett Mann could use a strikeout or a pop-up here. Infield's going to play in, knowing they can't afford to fall behind any further. They're going to come home if they get that chance. Pitch outside. He flinched at it. Didn't go. 2-1. In at the grass, Strobel, Bouse, Roy, and Dix. 2 balls, 1 strike with 1 out. Brett Mann comes set from the stretch. He delivers. That's a good pitch to the knees. Had some break in it. And it's 2-2. On deck hitter is Corey, or rather Pollard, Scott Pollard. Corey Canterbury is at the plate right now with a 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. Swinging a ground ball to the third baseman. Dix could not backhand it. It gets past him and the run comes in. 8-2, St. Louis Archers. In between there, probably going to roll that one an error on the third baseman. That's the first of the day. Not an easy play. It could be turned into a single, but we'll call it an error right now. 8-2, St. Louis Archers as Holloway comes in on the hard hit, batted ball. And now it's Pollard. Check on the runner. He's back safely. Canterbury, the runner over at first. He's a threat to steal a bag as well. 12 steals this year. And that leads the team. It's a team that doesn't do a whole lot of running. More of a power drive the ball type team. Let your batters do the work. This pitch is low and inside. 1-0. Pollard's day 1-for-3 as St. Louis now leads 8-2 over Mineral Area. Game number 2 of the sub-regional. Pollard popped up last time. He's singled and he's flied out. The 1-0 pitch. That hit him. The runner's at first and second base. Well, it's just not been a good weekend for the Mineral Area College Cardinals. And inconsistency might be what this season is known for when it comes to an end if the Cardinals don't make a comeback. You'd like for the season to be known for a great comeback in this sub-regional, then on to the Region 16 championship. But right now down by 6 runs, and it's going to make you scratch your head how you could play so well through certain stretches of the season. They've had other stretches of the season, though, where they just have really not been able to put it together. And a bad time to have a tough stretch here in the postseason. There's a called strike, 0-1. The batter is Kyle Stevens, 0-3. Brett Mann brings this one home. Swing and a miss. He took a big hack there. Check on the runner from the catcher. Bang, bang, but safe. Good snap tag by Hayden Strobel. Sliding back underneath of it, Pollard. Counts 0-2. On Kyle Stevens. This man has launched 15 home runs this season with 60 RBIs and a .740 slugging percentage. He closes his stance from the right side with runners on first and on second with one down. Here's the pitch. Way outside. Good stop by Vax. 1-2. St. Louis wearing white uniforms, white pants, white tops, blue numbers and letters, blue stripe down the side. And again, I'm always partial to the Mineral Area Road uniforms. I like the black. And that's what they're wearing today. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a foul off to the right side. Black shirts, probably a little bit warm, but made of that synthetic material that keeps you cool. And then the white pants for the Cardinals. But down 8-2 as we play in the bottom of the sixth inning. And St. Louis threatening for more with runners on first and second. But here's good news. Tailing action here. Low and outside. Swing and a miss. Strikeout. Down goes Stevens for the second out. And it brings up David Prost, 2-for-3. Prost struck out swinging last time. He's doubled and he's singled today. 2-for-3 day for the catcher out of St. Louis. First baseman plays behind the runner. Wind blows out toward left center field. Time called. He'll step off. I say out of St. Louis. He's from St. Louis Community College, but he's from St. Charles, actually. He went to Howell North High School, did David Prost. He can catch. He can play first base. And Brett Mann delivers a pitch to him that he will not offer at. It's downstairs for a ball. Fastball, 1-0. Brett Mann's thrown 46 pitches since coming in relief, 20 of those this inning. He's given up just the one run. That was on the air by Grant Dix. Now on 1-0, here's the pitch. Outside, 2-0. It's been a great couple of days for baseball. Wish we had better news score-wise. Not that this game's over. But neither day, yesterday or today, has there been a cloud. Warm temperatures, but not too hot. It has been definite baseball weather. Swing and a miss there, 2-1 the count. St. Louis Archers trying to get back to the Region 16 semifinals, trying to get back to the Region 16 champion as they won it last year. Time called, and Brett Mann was just about to go through his motion. He actually went through it but didn't throw. It's a good way to hurt yourself. I'd go ahead and bring that one home rather than stopping yourself like that, but he's fine. 2-1. Runners lead from first and second. Check swing. He went around. 2-2. He was fooled. He was way out in front of the off-speed delivery. Two balls, two strikes. Two away in the bottom of the sixth inning. Cardinals still have the seventh, eighth, and ninth to do some damage, get back in this game, but down by six right now, and the Cardinals are the visiting team in Park Hills today. One more strike needed against David Prost. The 2-2 from Brett Mann to the plate. I'm going to miss. Strikeout. St. Louis will strand two base runners, but they do get a run home. 8-2. Archers over the Cardinals. Seventh inning coming at you in 1 minute on AM 800 KRBI.
Keep the secret. Secret, more man.
Jason, secret what?
Clarissa, shh. Don't say another word. I've got a secret. Hence, secret, more man.
What kind of secret could you be keeping now? Another superpower you think you have?
No, Dirt Diva. This is big. I mean, really big news. So big, I can't say. Fleek's equipment is about to mow down the competition in a whole new way.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
What do you think I'm saying?
I think you're saying...
Shh! Don't say it. Stop right there. It's all in good time, Dirt Diva.
Queen of the Green, if you want me to keep a secret, Moor Mouse.
Fine. Queen of the Green it is. Fleegs Equipment, online 24-7, fleegs.com.
Let our family serve your family. Highway 32, St. Genevieve. And stay tuned for the big announcement coming soon.
Joey Reeves is out there for another inning. It's the top of the seventh as St. Louis leads Mineral Area 8-2, a game that if Mineral Area loses, they are done for the year. Cardinals came in at 30-22 on the year. St. Louis came in at 30-23 on the season. Reeves trying to push his record to 5-2 and send his team to Joplin. Logan Winder right now is on the hook for the loss. He is 6-2 on the year. He would go to 6-3 if the Cardinals do not come back. Prost makes the throw down to second base, and we're ready to go. Will Womble will step to the plate. 2-3-4 for Mineral Area this inning. Womble, Erhan, Bouse. Womble's 0-for-3 as the DH. Struck out swinging, flying out to center, grounded out to short. Infield straight away, outfield going to shade, Womble to pull. And here's the pitch from the left-hander Reeves to the right-hander Womble. Swing and a fly ball high in the air, left center field. Long run for the center fielder going back to the fence, and that's over the outstretched glove and on its way to the wall. Womble rounds first, heads to second. He trots on in there. A leadoff double for Will Womble. Will that be the play that sparks Mineral Area today? Canterbury drifting, kind of reminded me of Erhan earlier with that wind blowing out the left field. That ball just keeps on carrying and makes it a little bit tougher to judge. Looks like you should be getting there, and then all of a sudden you haven't caught up to the ball yet. You reach, and you don't make the catch. I know that feeling. Chase Erhan is the scheduled hitter. However, we're going to see a new batter. Chase Erhan had struggled against this lefty today, and to my surprise, he will be pulled. Now, you got a righty-lefty matchup here with Brad Freed stepping to the plate. However, you lose arguably, well, not your best hitter, but maybe your second best hitter all season long. Brad Freed now has a 2-0 count and then takes the next pitch low. It is ball number three on the pinch hitter, Brad Freed. Wears number seven on his back. About a chance to get a right-hander in there against the lefty. Blake Jones rolls the dice, and now 3-0 fastball upstairs for ball number four. So Brad Freed takes a four-pitch walk. He's on down at first base. So for now, that pays off. And it's going to be Bouse at the dish. Catcher Prost goes out to talk. Well, the one way to let a team back in the game is start walking people and to start allowing base runners to get on. And that's what Mineral Area needs. They've got to get them on, get them over, get them in. Still some opportunities. We're in the top of the seventh. The Mac trails 8-2. Ryan Bouse is 1-for-3 with a run scored today. He popped up his last time. He's lined out to left field, and he's singled into left field. He's been a Cardinal hero all season long. Wind blows to center field as Reeves kicks and delivers it outside for a ball. Joey Reeves up to 85 pitches thrown. He should be in good shape as far as fatigue goes. Sometimes pitchers hit walls. Here's a swing and a miss. Good fastball getting that one by Ryan Bouse. 391 hitter to start the series. Even in the count, 1-1. Bouse has hit 315 against St. Louis pitching this season. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a foul ball off to the right side. Still nobody down in the top of the seventh, and a runner at first and a runner at second. Womble led off with a double that got over the head of Canterbury, and then Freed. Pinch hit for Chase Erhan and worked the four-pitch walk. Now Bouse needing to protect on 1-2. Took something off and the pitch misses upstairs. Breaking ball didn't break. 2-2. Mineral Area hasn't scored since the fourth. They got one run in that fourth inning, briefly tied the game. 2-2 pitch. Called strike three. A delayed strike three called from the home plate umpire, but a fastball and it looked good. Hit his spot perfectly. Joey Reeves gets the strikeout. And Ryan Bouse is retired. Two outs in the inning. So far for Reeves, he has struck out six and walked two, giving up two runs and allowing 10 hits through 6 1/3 innings of work. Swing and a miss from Josh Haggerty in a lefty-lefty matchup. Breaking ball comes up empty, 0-1. Haggerty has struggled against the lefty as well. Ground out to second, a fly out, a pop up to the first baseman, and a line out to center field. The 0-1 pitch, check swing, didn't go, and the pitch misses, low and away. 1-1. The 1-1 offering from Reeves downstairs for ball two. Mineral Area stranded the bases loaded last inning. Couldn't get that clutch two-out base hit they were looking for. Cardinals have been stranding too many base runners today. A total of 8 so far. Nice pitch, low and in that swung over and missed. The lefty's eyes light up at that one. And again, cannot connect. 2-2. On deck hitter for Mineral Area College is Grant Dix, the sixth spot. This pitch downstairs, he flinches at it, does not come through the zone. The ball is underneath the catcher. It takes him a while to locate it, but the runners both stay put. It was ball three, counts full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Josh Haggerty in a big spot right here, 284 hitter, leads the team in triples with 4. Also has 13 doubles on the season, including one yesterday. 3-2 pitch from lefty to lefty, ball 4. Bases will be loaded with just 1 down. Important that Mineral Area at least gets a run or two here. And Grant Dix is at the plate, and Dix has had a good day, 3-for-3. Grant has doubled. He singled on a fly ball, and he singled on a hard hit ground ball. He needs to put the ball in play, but stay away from that double play. Here's the pitch to Grant Dix, over but low for ball number one. A rare inning where Joey Reeves is having to labor a bit. 17 pitches so far, still needs two more outs. Joey Reeves kicks and delivers to Grant. Swing and a line drive right to the shortstop. He'll flip to third and not there in time to double off Will Womble. Dix couldn't hit the ball any harder than that, but he hit it right to the shortstop, and everybody stays put. Bases remain loaded. Nobody comes in to score. And two down in the inning. Tough luck for Grant Dix, and now it's up to Logan Bax. It'll take that two-out base hit. Bax is 2-for-3 today. So he's been one of the lefties in this lineup that has actually seen Reeves pretty well. He singled the left field last time up on an excuse-me swing, and then he singled the center field a second time. Flied out to left his first time up. Coach Goodrich wants to come and talk to his pitcher and make sure that he can handle this batter. But I wouldn't see why you wouldn't just leave your lefty in there to face him. And that's all it was, just gauging the situation, making sure everybody knows where to go with the ball. Infield joined that conversation as well. You've got force outs everywhere, so the infield can take the easy play. And no doubt you're leaving your lefty in there, Reeves, to face the lefty in Logan Bax. Can Bax come up with a big base hit? Bax is a 387 hitter on the season. Time called by Logan Bax. He steps out. Womble's at third. He led off with the double. Freed's at second. He took a walk. And Haggerty also walked. He's over at first base. With two down, Reeves brings it home. Breaking ball, just missing downstairs for a ball. 1-0. Lewis on deck for Mineral Area. And then it would be Roy. The 1-0 pitch. Swung on, driven into right center field and towards the gap. And that ball is down. Bax has delivered. Here comes Womble. Here comes the next run. Two runs come in. They're going to wave in all three. Logan Bax, the bases clearing double. Mineral Area right back in this game. The score 8-5 as Bax plugs the right center field gap. A clutch, and I mean clutch. Two out, base hit. And he pulled it into right center field. So Womble scores. Freed comes around to score. Haggerty scores the third run. And this inning's not over yet. 8-5 our score. And now Coach Goodrich is going to ask for the baseball from Joey Reeves. His day will be done, and maybe they should have gone to the bullpen one pitch sooner. We'll tell you about the new pitcher when we come back. Mineral Area back in this game now down 8-5. A runner at second base, and the batter will be Trevor Lewis, who's 2-for-3 with two outs on the top of the seventh inning. We'll do all that in 90 seconds on the Talk of the Parkland, AM 800, KRBI.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
If you are planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston.
Look out, here comes the throat roll.
They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out, here comes a throat roll. Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Just what the doctor ordered, a three-spot here in the seventh inning, and Mineral Area is not done yet. Trevor Lewis will bat against Jordan Yaquel. Yaquel, 5-4 in the year with a 4.78 ERA. He is a starter, but they're going to use him in a relief role here. And here's a swing and a fly ball into the center field. Coming in Canterbury, though, and he will make the play. Mineral Area strands a base runner, but they do get three big, and I mean big runs, in the inning to make it close 8-5 is our score now. Cardinals score 3 runs on 2 hits. So we'll go to the bottom of the 7th. St. Louis will come to the plate. We've got a brand new ball game here on AM 800 KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Mineral Area cuts the lead in half, now down 8-5 as we move to the bottom of the 7th inning. St. Louis comes to the plate, and the Archers will have the portion of their lineup at the plate that can do some damage, 5, 6, and 7. They've done the damage today anyway. First batter is Cole DuPont, his 1-for-3, and they will face Brett Mann. Brett Mann just threw pitch number 51 home, and it missed outside in the count 1-0. But when you need a big base hit, one of your best leaders comes up with it. You love to see that. Logan Bax with the 3 RBI double. Bax has 4 RBIs on the day today and is 3-for-4. Now the count 2-0. Brett Mann facing Cole DuPont. Mann steps back on the hill. High socks on with the stripes. Brings home the pitch. Low and outside. 3 balls, no strikes. And Logan Bax goes out and talks again to his pitcher. I mean, the last thing you want to do after you just climbed back into this game is walk the leadoff batter in the bottom half of the frame. So DuPont, he's playing right field. He hits 303. 3 home runs, 28 RBIs, 34 walks, 27 strikeouts. Backs behind the plate again. The 3-0 pitch up high for a ball. Ball 4. Leadoff man aboard for the St. Louis Archers in the bottom of the 7th. 5 innings, St. Louis has been able to get the leadoff guy on, only failing to do so in the 1st and 5th innings. Brings up a lefty in Wesley Brooks, the scheduled hitter here, but I'm also wondering if this isn't a pinch hitter. Pitch is outside for ball number 1. Nope, that is Brooks. He's crowding the plate a little bit more this time around. 1-0 the count. Brett Mann now working from the stretch with 1 out. Or no outs, 1 on. This fastball catches the zone. 1-1 the count. Wes Brooks at the plate. He's got a 1-for-2 day going so far. He's the DH. Walk, a single, and a ground out. Right-hander man facing the left-hander. Brooks swinging a miss. Zipped the fastball past, and that was a way late swing. 1-2. Mentor Larry picked up 1 run in the 2nd, 1 run in the 4th. And then they're up for 3 runs in the 7th, but still work to do, down by 3 in the bottom of the 7th. 1-2 pitch to Brooks, and misses high and wide, 2-2. If Mineral Area can win this game, they'll take about a 25-minute break. Then they'll play the final and decisive game of the series following that. 2-2 pitch, swung on, fouled right back here, 2-2. So we're hoping for a game 3 for the Mineral Area fans that are listening. There may be a few St. Louis fans that have gone online to jump on here, but this is a Mineral Area radio station. We're hoping for game 3. Can the Cardinals complete the comeback, though? That's the question. 2-2 pitch is swung on and fly to left field. That should be easy out there. Left fielder comes in and makes the play. Some substitutions because of the pinch hit Chase Erhan is now no longer in the game, so Lewis has moved over to play left field. So he moves from right to left. Brad Fried has taken over at first base, and Hayden Strobel has moved out to right field. And the next batter is Colton Anderson, who's 1-for-1 today. He responded nicely with an 0-for-5 yesterday. Today, he has been productive. Takes a curveball inside for a ball 1-0. Today, he's walked twice and doubled. From the stretch, Brett Mann has the one he wants and delivers it home. Swinging a ground ball to the third baseman, picked up by Dix. He's going to go to second for the lead. Runner on to first. Can they turn two? No, not in time. But a good pickup by Dix over at third base, and it goes 5-4 on the putout. Fielder's choice. DuPont is retired. Colton Anderson, the new runner over at first. And that sends to the plate Colby Holloway, who's 2-for-3. He was 2-for-3 in yesterday's game. Two down here in the bottom of the seventh. Got to keep the Archers scoreless the rest of the way. Here's the pitch. Took something off, and it's in there for a called strike. Right there, letter high, 0-1. Brett Mann in relief has done a pretty good job. He's given up an unearned run. He's thrown 63 pitches so far through three innings of work. Three and a little more. There's a called strike on a fastball. Good pitch there. 0-2, lower outer corner where Holloway couldn't do a whole lot with it. Now with a runner at first base being held on by Brad Fried, the 0-2 count as Brett Mann comes set from the stretch. He kicks, he fires, breaking ball, swung on, popped up. This is in foul territory, right side. And the first baseman's going to call for it and put it away. That's out number three. Mineral Area is going to come to bat in the top half of the eighth inning, down by 3 runs, and they'll come up in 1 minute. It's Mac Baseball in the sub-regional on AM 800 KRBI.
Keep the secret. Secret, more man.
Jason, secret what?
Clarissa, shh. Don't say another word. I've got a secret. Hence, secret, more man.
What kind of secret could you be keeping now? Another superpower you think you have?
No, Dirt Diva. This is big. I mean, really big news. So big, I can't say. Fleek's Equipment is about to mow down the competition in a whole new way.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
What do you think I'm saying?
I think you're saying...
Shh! Don't say it. Stop right there. It's all in good time, Dirt Diva.
Queen of the Green, if you want me to keep a secret, Moor Mouse.
Fine. Queen of the Green it is. Fleek's Equipment, online 24/7. Fleegs.com.
Let our family serve your family. Highway 32, St. Genevieve. And stay tuned for the big announcement coming soon.
Mineral Area right back in this game, but still down by 3 runs, 8-5 as we move to the eighth inning. 9-1-2 in the order due up for the Cardinals. It is Roy getting his first bit of playing time against St. Louis this season, and 0-for-2 today. Walked his last time up. Strobel to follow him, and then Womble after that. Again, Strobel has been moved to right field after starting the game at first base. The new first baseman is Brad Fried, and the new left fielder is Trevor Lewis. Chase Erhan was pinch hit for by Brad Fried. Fried was able to work a walk in his place. But now the St. Louis Archers have a right-hander in there, and the Cardinals no longer have that big weapon in lefty Chase Erhan, but can't say it was a bad decision because the Cardinals needed some kind of spark and the lefties just weren't getting it done against the left-handed starter. Yaquel brings home the pitch to start the inning, and Roy starts it off with a single down the left field line. At least a single. He'll round first, but they'll hold him there. So Alex Roy has been on base each of the last two at-bats. Mineral Area trying to complete this comeback here today. Potential tying run on deck. Back to the top of the order we go with Hayden Strobel. Hayden Strobel today is 1-for-4. Last time up, he reached on a fielder's choice. He struck out. He singled, struck out again. First pitch, a strike, and it's 0-1. On deck for Mineral Area, Will Womble, who was able to double his last at bat. And then you would have three-hole hitter up. In this case, it would be Brad Fried. Here's a swing and a pop-up foul territory. First baseman dropped it. He simply dropped it. He took his eye off the ball. And Hayden Strobel stays alive in this at bat. It's just a strike, 0-2. I mean, that was an easy play. Yet Stevens couldn't handle it. Roy still at first base, and Hayden Strobel's going to have to protect on anything close. Can you make him pay for that big-time mistake? Yakel from the stretch brings it home, and there's a swing and a miss. Third time that Strobel has gone down today. That time swinging, and he slams the bat on the ground in frustration as he walks back to the dugout. Will Wambles up. He doubled his last time up. He's 1-for-4 today. That double went to center field. He's also struck out, flied out, and grounded out. On deck, Brad Freed. Here's the pitch to Will Wambles, called strike, 0-1. Yakel trying to hold it for St. Louis and starter Reeves, who is pretty darn solid in his nearly 7 innings of work. Here's the pitch, swinging a hard hit, ground ball, foul, just to the left of the third base bag. And that puts the count at 0-2. Now Mineral Area has been able to work 12 hits. They're actually out hitting St. Louis 12-10. 0-2 on Wambles. Yakel from the stretch delivers, swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts, two down in the inning. And it's down to Brad Freed. Well, it was Freed with a walk his last time up. That helped spark the three-run inning in the seventh. And that was in the pinch hit opportunity for Chase Erhan. He's hitting in Erhan's spot now and playing first base. First baseman holding the runner on over there. That's Roy with pretty good speed. Ball one, misses low and outside. Not sure you're going to send him down by three. But Roy is 1-for-1 on steals this year. Ball downstairs, 2-0. Now Yakel certainly doesn't want to bring the potential tying run to the plate, especially since that potential tying run is Ryan Bouse on deck. So Yakel wants to make sure he gets Brad Freed out right here. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Swing and a hard hit ground ball, but foul. Third base side, 2-1. If Freed could find a way, though, to get on base in front of Ryan Bouse, I think this Mineral Area crowd might get excited. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Roy leads from first. And here's the pitch to Brad Freed. Swing and a miss. Zip that one by him. One strike away is Yakel from striking out the side here in this eighth inning. 2-2. We've seen a drop pop up by the first baseman this inning, but so far no damage done after that. The 2-2 pitch, here it comes, inside for ball three. That's a good eye. It was looking like that one could possibly tail back over the plate, but it didn't enough. And Brad Freed knew it, or at least hoped it wouldn't, and he was rewarded with a ball number three. Now with a full count and two down, the runner's going to be off with the pitch from first base. There goes Roy. Here comes a pitch. Swinging a ground ball to the shortstop, and that's an easy play for the shortstop. He'll throw across and make the play. Thomason, Mineral Area strands another base runner and trails by three, moving to the bottom of the eighth. 8-5 is our score. St. Louis leads. We're back in a minute. It's regional baseball on AM 800 KRBI.
If you're planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston.
Look out! Here comes the throat roll!
They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes the throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Well, Mineral Area College has 5 runs on 12 hits, 1 error. St. Louis with 8 runs on 10 hits and no errors in the game. Mineral Area's last chance in the ninth inning. We're not there yet, but in the ninth inning, their last chance will be Ryan Bouse to lead things off, and then Haggerty, and then Dick. So a good part of the lineup. You just got to make sure it stays a 3-run game going to that point. And that's what Brett Mann will be trying to do as he comes out, and he'll throw pitch number 66 to start the bottom half of the eighth inning. Thomason to lead things off, then Canterbury, and then Pollard. Brett Mann has done a great job keeping Mineral Area in the game since coming in relief. He's gone 3 1/3. He's allowed 2 hits, 1 unearned run. 3 walks and 3 strikeouts. He's also hit a batter. Logan Winder on the hook for the loss. Didn't fare as well. 3 2/3, 8 hits, 7 runs, all of them earned. 1 walk, unable to record a strikeout. Reeves, the starting pitcher for St. Louis, lasted 6 2/3, gave up 11 hits, 5 earned runs, 3 walks and 6 strikeouts. He's in line for the win. Yaquel, the pitcher in there now, 1 1/3 inning of work so far, and 1 hit and 2 strikeouts so far. Now Thomason takes ball number 1 from Brett Mann, underway in the bottom of the 8th inning of this 8-5 ball game in which St. Louis leads. If St. Louis wins it, they're off to Joplin. If Mineral Area can come back, we'll see a game 3. Ball 2, 2-0 on Casey Thomason. There's a called strike in at the knees, 2-1. Congratulations to the Mineral Area College softball team. They have won the Region 16 championship for the first time since 2011. Swing and a ground ball to the second baseman. Easy play for Ryan Bowles. He whips it over to first. So Mineral Area was able to beat St. Louis yesterday, get to the championship game, and then win another game in the championship today. They had a few lean years where they were unable to achieve that ultimate goal of winning the Region 16 championship, getting to that district championship, and ultimately the national championship, but they're back on top this year, so congratulations to Dave Gimmer's Lady Cardinals getting that done today. Ball 1 downstairs to Corey Canterbury, 1-0 the count. Canterbury's 1-for-4. That Region 16 softball tournament played in Union this weekend. Here's the 1-0. Downstairs, 2-0. Mineral Area had to beat St. Louis twice on the softball side, and the final score in the championship was 4-1. So Mineral Area beat Cotty, then beat St. Louis, then beat St. Louis again. Swing and a pop-up, right side. Long run for the right fielder in foul territory. Not going to get there. Hayden Strobel probably wore himself out chasing after that. Like I said yesterday, and I've said before, a lot of foul territory here at Hal Lowry Field. 2 balls and a strike with 1 out on the bottom of this 8th inning with a 8-5 St. Louis Archer lead. So the Lady Cardinals have won. Still looking for some scores on Jefferson College baseball. So they played St. Charles. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Right field again. Another long run for Strobel, and again, he can't get there in foul territory. He needs to catch his breath. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Three Rivers playing Maplewoods today. Still trying to see if we got a score update there. Vikings have taken the lead over St. Charles 11-10. So the one seed, if they can hold on, would advance to the region semifinals. Crowder has come back over North Central 8-4, bottom of the 6th inning of that contest. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Canterbury drives it again. This time, though, it's going to stay in the park. Over to make the catch in left center field is Josh Haggerty, second out of the bottom of the 8th. This is a guy that's seen the ball well and hit the ball a long ways in this series, Canterbury, but couldn't leave the yard that time, and now it's Pollard at the dish. Maplewoods 11, Three Rivers 3, top of the 6th, the last inning. Last check of that game was top of the 6th inning. So Maplewood's on top by 8 runs, and they're looking for the sweep. Called strike to Pollard. Pollard's 1-for-3. Hit by a pitch, popped up, singled, and flied out. He swings and flies this one to center field. Haggerty's going to come in to make the catch this time, and he's got it. 1-2-3, go the Archers in the bottom of the 8th. Mineral Area will have Ryan Bowles, Josh Haggerty, and then Grant Dix needing 3 runs to extend this game when we come back with the 9th in 1 minute on AM 800 KREI.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593 because MAC is your next step.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Well, Mineral Area's season has come down to this. Top of the ninth, down by three runs, and Ryan Bouse set to lead things off. He hits fourth in the Cardinal lineup, 4, 5, and 6 in the ninth. Bouse, Haggerty, and then Dix facing Jordan Yakel, who has been pretty darn impressive since coming in relief of Reeves. 1 1/3 innings of work, a couple of strikeouts, has not given up a run. However, Mineral Area has gotten to Yakel before in the regular season, so who's to say they couldn't do it again? Game two, Yakel went the distance, gave up 10 hits and 7 runs. 6 of those were earned. He walked a batter, struck out 6, gave up a home run, hit a batter as well. All 9 innings in that Game 2 loss, though. Yakel was a stud for these St. Louis Archers, but again, Mineral Area has gotten to him before. First pitch fouled off. The next pitch is ball number 1 to Ryan Bouse. 1-1 on the 391 hitter. Bouse 1-for-4 today. He fouls this one right back to the screen. He was on the timing of it. Didn't quite square it up, though. Bouse, Hags, Dix. Bax, if anybody could get on. Bax has had a great day today with 4 RBIs. But it could be his final game as a Cardinal. Same with Ryan Bouse right here. He swings and pops it up. Foul territory, out of play. Stays at 1-2. We approach 2 o'clock on a beautiful afternoon in Park Hills. It'd be a lot prettier, though, if Mineral Area could score about 4 runs right here. Here's the 1-2 from Yakel to Ryan Bouse. He swings and misses at a high, hard one. Strikeout. First out of the ninth, and that's how you have to get Ryan Bouse out. You cannot throw pitches in the zone to him. You have to make him expand his zone. He's been known to do that. And Jordan Yakel, knowing just that, was able to get Bouse. And now it's Josh Haggerty at the plate. Haggerty will be happy to face a right-hander here. And the pitch is upstairs and outside, 1-0. Hags was 0-for-3 against the lefty, Reeves. Now the 1-0 pitch. Outside again, 2-0. Cardinals need 2 base runners to have the tying run come to the plate. Outfield plays it straight away, infield straight away. Josh Haggerty can hit it anywhere. Open stance from the left side. He swings and gets underneath of it. Popped it foul, though, out of play off to the left. 2-1. Jordan Yakel trying to close this thing down for St. Louis and send the Archers to Joplin. Region 16 semifinals start on Friday. The 2-1 pitch to Josh Haggerty. Swing and a drive into right center field. That'll plug the gap. Josh Haggerty's got at least a double here. He's hustling up to second base, and he'll stop. There's no fight, or there's no quit, I should say. Plenty of fight in these Mineral Area College Cardinals. Not done yet. Now it's up to Grant Dix. 3-for-4 today. And he hit a ball hard on a line drive to the shortstop his last time up, or else he'd be 4-for-4. Couple of singles and a double. He's a sophomore playing third base today. Ball gets by the catcher, and the runner moves over to third base. Ball number 1-0. Really inconsequential. I mean, Mineral Area, they'll take that, but certainly Yakel just worried about getting Dix out right now and making sure one more base runner doesn't get on there for the chance for Mineral Area to tie. So 1-0 the count on Grant Dix. From the stretch, Jordan Yakel, with the wind whipping at his jersey, brings it home. That one looked good, but called a ball. 2 balls and no strikes. So will we have some drama in the ninth inning here? Again, Mineral Area is the visiting team, although they're playing at home. 2-0 pitch to Grant Dix. Delivered downstairs, 3-0. Dix has hit safely in every game against St. Louis Community College this season. His best game of the year against the Archers has been today with a 3-for-4. Started the series with a .291 batting average. He can be patient on 3-0 with a runner at third and one down. And this pitch he watches float in there for a called strike, 3-1. Now it can be ready to go. I wouldn't be too mad if he took another one, though. Make sure it's where you want it if you're swinging. The 3-1 pitch with one out. He swings and lines it down the left field line. That ball's fair. It's an RBI base hit in the fourth of the day for Grant Dix. On his way to second base. And Mineral Area will have the potential tying run coming to the plate. Have a day, young man. 8-6. Cardinals back in this thing. He painted the left field line. A pull shot. And Mineral Area College has life. Haggerty able to come in to score. Two doubles for the Cardinals this inning. And now Logan Bax, the guy who's been clutch not only all year long, but in this game with four RBIs. Your leader coming to the plate right now. If he hits his second home run of the season, it would tie this game. A base hit should put it to within one. Dix with good speed out there at second base. Logan Bax, the left-handed hitter, facing the right-handed pitcher, Yaquel. Yaquel brings it home. Swing and a fly ball. This one's toward left field. Left fielder on the run. He gets there and makes the catch for the second out. Well hit ball from Bax. But a good defensive play by Anderson has Mineral Area down to their last out of the season. And it's up to Trevor Lewis. His second home run of the year would be nice right now. Lewis has hit well against St. Louis, though. 2-for-4 today. He's lined out and flied out his last two at-bats. His first two at-bats were singles. Dix is the runner at second. Two outs in the top of the ninth. Mineral Area trailing 8-6. Here's the pitch to Lewis. Swings and misses at a high, hard one. Counts 0-1. We're now at 2 o'clock on AM 800 KREI. Farmington, Park Hills, DeLoge. A 279 hitter is Lewis. 0-1 on Trevor. He swings and misses here, and the Cardinals are down to their last strike. That pitch just fell off the table. That was a good one from Yaquel. 0-2. Lewis hitting .400 against St. Louis pitching this season. Actually, a little bit better than that with his .500 day today. 0-2 pitch, a swing and a fly ball. This one's toward the gap in left center field. Long run for Anderson. Can't get there! And that's going to get over his head and to the wall. Mineral Area is within one run. Three doubles here in the ninth inning. They trade places, and here comes Alex Roy. The score is now 8-7. Just over the outstretched glove of Anderson in left field, Trevor Lewis has his third base hit of the day. And a big-time RBI. Well, Alex Roy's last at-bat was a single. Previous at-bat was a walk, and the nine-hole hitter comes up in a big-time spot right now. The tying run out at second base. Here's the pitch to Alex Roy, downstairs for a ball, 1-0. The Cardinals have scratched and clawed and fought their way back into it. Can they complete it? Wind blows out to center field as Roy stands in. Time will be called by Prost. Alex Roy gets the start today because Logan Winder was the pitcher and he was the shortstop. And the starting shortstop, Fox, injured with a hurt hamstring. So Roy gets the call and he's done a good job, 1-for-3. Can he be the hero, tie it up, or win it, though, in the ninth? Well, wouldn't win it yet. Mineral Area would still have to hold in the bottom of the inning. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That's in there for a called strike. Yaquel finds the strike zone. 1-1 on Alex Roy. Roy, a .211 hitter on the year with 10 RBIs, find a way to get on base and turn the lineup back over. 1-1 pitch. He swings and taps it foul into the visiting dugout. And for the second time today, Mineral Area down to its last strike. Lewis was down to his last strike before driving one to left center field. Now Roy needing to make contact and needing to get on base somehow, some way. Lewis leads from second. Cardinals down by a run. Here's the pitch, swing and a tapper. This is up the middle, slowly hit to the shortstop, bobbled by the shortstop. E6, and everybody's safe. Lewis, the tying run, standing over at third. That was a slow roller, maybe even could be ruled an infield base hit. That was going to be a tough play for Thomason, even if he comes up with it. For now, we'll say E6, though. Thomason can't get there. And now the lineup back to the top with Hayden Strobel. Mad at himself in his last at-bat that he struck out, and he slammed the bat on the ground thinking it could be his last at-bat. Here he is with a chance to tie or win it here in the ninth inning. Before he bats, though, Coach Goodrich is going to come out and talk to his pitcher and talk to his infield. Let's recap this inning. Mineral Area just not laying down here today. Bow struck out swinging to lead it off, but Haggerty doubled to right. Dix doubled to left, scoring him. backs flied out to left before Lewis doubled to left field, and then Roy reached on the miscue by the shortstop. Mineral Area out hitting St. Louis today 15-10, but still needs one more run. They want a big two-out base hit with runners on the corners in the ninth inning. Jordan Yakel will throw his 37th pitch to Hayden Strobel, who's 1-for-5 today. Here's the pitch to Hayden Strobel. Swing and a tap foul, 0-1. Yakel out in front. What a game this turned out to be. 5 unanswered runs by the Cardinals to make it 8-7 in the ninth inning. Hayden Strobel squats as he stands in from the right side, straightens back up, open batting stance, swing and a miss. Good pitch, low and inside. 0-2, and for the third time today, the third time, the Cardinals are down to their final strike. Hayden Strobel picks up some dirt, rubs it on his hands to get a better grip on that baseball bat without the batting gloves on. He stands back in on 0-2 with runners at first and third. The runner at third representing the tying run. The pitch to Strobel swings, pops it up in the shallow right field. That ball's down, and we're all tied up at 8-8. The RBI base hit barely even made contact, but it found a spot, and the Cardinals have climbed back even and now have a chance to go on top. What perseverance these Cardinals have showed here today. A pop fly RBI single into shallow right field scores Lewis. Roy up to second. Strobel at first, and now it's Will Womble. A chance to put the Cardinals on top. He's 1-for-5 today. The pitch to Will Womble, swing and a miss. 3 times today the Cardinals have been down to their last strike, but they don't want to go home just yet. The count's 0-1 with 2 down. Here's the pitch to Will Womble. Up high for a ball. 1 ball and 1 strike. 3 runs here in the ninth. 3 runs in the seventh. They were down 8-2. Now it's 8 all. Could we see extra innings, or can the Cardinals jump in front? 1 ball, 1 strike to Will Womble. Swing and a miss. 1-2. One thing we know is we will see the bottom of the ninth at least in this game. So proud of the Cardinals' effort today. Let's keep it going. Wind blows out to left center field as Roy leads from second and Strobel leads from first base. The 1-2 pitch, hit him! Hit him on the wrist and the bases will be loaded. Unbelievable turnaround here. And the bases are loaded for Brad Fried. Interesting here, and still not saying it was a bad decision because the Cardinals needed the spark at the time. But Chase Erhan was pinch hit for in this spot by Brad Fried earlier, facing a left-hander. So Fried came in to face the left-hander, but now the right-hander's in there and there's no Chase Erhan. That being said, Brad Fried can swing it too. He's 0-for-1 today. He's walked and he's grounded out to short. Roy's at third, Strobel's at second, Womble's at first base. Mineral Area looking to come back and stun the St. Louis Archers in game number 2. The pitch to Brad Fried. Over but low, and that strike zone seemingly shrinking for Jordan Yakel. He's thrown 30 pitches in the ninth inning alone. This has been crazy. From the stretch, Yakel delivers another one. That's a beauty fastball called strike. 1 ball and 1 strike. A pop fly single by Hayden Strobel that found the ground down the right field line is what tied this game up. 2 batters later, here we are. Swing and a foul off to the right side from Brad Fried. The count is 1 ball and 2 strikes, and boy, has this crowd gotten into it now. Mineral Area fans, finally something to cheer about. And a long go of it here if the Cardinals win this game. Still need to play game 3. 1 ball, 2 strikes with 2 down, and the bases loaded, all knotted up at 8 apiece. Brad Fried at the dish, and the pitch to him. Swings and pops it up, but it gets back out of play behind us. Foul ball. Well, not down to their last strike of the game because the game has now been extended, but for the fourth time down to their last strike of this inning. And it's Brad Fried right now trying to come up big. Hitting in the 3 spot in place of Chase Erhan. The 1-2 to Brad Fried from Yakel to the dish. Swung on and fouled off. Good job staying alive. Jordan Yakel, he's up against it right now, having thrown 34 pitches in the top of the ninth. Mineral Area out hitting St. Louis 16-10. 6 unanswered runs for the Cardinals, who are playing on their home field as the visiting team. Brad Fried taps the bat head on the plate. He's ready to go. Yatel ready to go. He kicks. He delivers. Swing and a line drive toward the gap in left center field. That ball's down. Cardinals have gained the lead. One run in. Here comes the next. They're going to wave in three. How about a bases clearing double to put the Cardinals on top? It's 11-8 in the top of the ninth inning. They just won't go away. Brad Fried, it was a wise decision to put him in this ball game. Mineral Area on top by three runs and a six spot put up here in the top of the ninth. Unbelievable turnaround. Roy comes in to score. Strobel comes in to score. And Will Womble comes in to score. And now a swing and a pop-up from Ryan Bouse. Foul. Ryan Bouse led off this inning. The Cardinals have batted around with their backs against the wall. They have batted around. Ryan Bouse struck out swinging his last time up. 0-1 the count. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Well, for the fifth time now, the Cardinals are down to their last strike in this inning. Unbelievable. 0-2 count with two down. A runner at second base is Brad Fried with three big RBIs in this game. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and finally Yaquel gets through it, but not before the Cardinals score six runs on five hits, take advantage of one error, and force Yaquel to throw 38 pitches. Mineral Area out in front, 11-8. They've scored nine unanswered runs, and they'll try to hold in the bottom of the ninth and force game three when we come back in 1 minute on AM 800 KRBI.
Keep the secret. Secret, more man.
Jason. Secret what?
Clarissa, shh. Don't say another word. I've got a secret. Hence, Secret More Man.
What kind of secret could you be keeping now? Another superpower you think you have?
No, Dirt Diva. This is big. I mean, really big news. So big, I can't say. Fleek's Equipment is about to mow down the competition in a whole new way.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
What do you think I'm saying?
I think you're saying...
Shh. Don't say it. Stop right there. It's all in good time, Dirt Diva.
Queen of the Green, if you want me to keep a secret, more mouse.
Fine. Queen of the Green it is. Fleek's Equipment, online 24/7, fleeks.com.
Let our family serve your family. Highway 32, St. Genevieve. And stay tuned for the big announcement coming soon.
Well, in one of the best turns around, probably the best turnarounds of the season, Mineral Area has scored nine unanswered and come back from a 8-2 deficit to take an 11-8 lead over the St. Louis Archers. They scored six runs in the ninth inning. Five times they were down to their final strike in the inning, and they kept on delivering. Three times they were down to their final strike of their season and kept on coming through. And now Brett Mann, who's been really remarkable in relief today, will come in and try to close it down. He's working on his fifth inning of work now. He's gone 4 1/3 so far, and he will face Kyle Stevens to start things off. And the good thing for Mineral Area is Stevens is leading off the inning rather than batting third or fourth with a chance with runners on. First pitch, though, misses for ball one. Here's the next, downstairs for ball number two. Well, if you turn the radio off, I guess you're not listening anymore and you'll be mad later. Or if you left the ballpark today and you are listening to the radio, you might be turning around and heading back. The Mineral Area Cardinals are poised to force a game three if they can keep St. Louis from scoring three runs here in the bottom of the ninth. There's a strike from Brett Mann. The count's 2-1 on Kyle Stevens, who's 0-4 today. If you can hold him 0-5, you've done a good job. Here's a swing and a fly ball. This is foul, out of play. Off to the right. 0-2. 2-2, I should say, is the count on Stevens. Stevens, Post, and DuPont, some feisty hitters in this lineup, some powerful hitters. 3-4 in their order. And Stevens and Post. Brett Mann gets a new baseball, collects himself, and steps back on the hill. Brett Mann can't say enough about the job he's done. Swinging a foul ball, keeping Mineral Area in this game, not letting that lead get extended any further. He did give up one run, but it was unearned. And that allowed the Cardinals to do what they just did. Get to within striking distance, and ultimately go on top. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a fly ball. This one toward the gap in left center field. Long run for the left fielder. Lewis, a sliding catch. They say he trapped it. And it's a leadoff base hit. So Trevor Lewis got there, looked like he gloved it, but it was trapped, and no argument from him. So leadoff single, and Stevens is on base for the first time today. Prost, the batter. Now, if there's a game three, we will call it for you, but there will be a 25-minute warm-up period where they reline the fields, smooth over the dirt and all that stuff, get ready for the game. Ball one misses here. So we will go back to regular programming for a few minutes before we come back out for game number three. The count now 1-0. Here's the pitch. Downstairs for ball number two. Well, DuPont is on deck, and he represents the tying run. Mineral Area scored six runs in the ninth. St. Louis certainly capable of putting up a crooked number. They've done so twice already today and three times yesterday. 2-0 pitch. Just caught the corner. Outside corner. 2-1. So Brett Mann is approaching 90 pitches now in relief. He comes set from the stretch position and winds and fires home the 2-1. That got in inside on him and looked like it hit him. Now he kind of offered at it like it might have hit the bat, and Blake Jones is going to come out and argue just that. Brett Mann's also going to argue. And right now, Prost has been awarded first base. So they're going to appeal down to second base. Now all the umpires will get together and talk about it. I mean, that's big. That's the difference between there being two balls and two strikes or DuPont coming up with two on, nobody out. And they have decided that the initial call was the correct one, at least according to the umpires. And Prost is on over at first base. Blake Jones unhappy with the call. He has a few choice words for the home plate umpire, and it's his catcher, Logan Bax, who gets in between him and says, "Don't worry, coach, we got him." So Bax back behind the plate. Brett Mann back to the hill. Mann's up to 86 pitches thrown. Nobody out here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Stevens at second, Prost at first, and DuPont is the batter, 1-for-3. The Archer right fielder has a chance to maybe tie the ball game if he can leave the yard. He's walked, he's doubled, he's flied out, and he's grounded out today. He's a left-hander facing right-handed pitching man, and the pitch in at the knees is called a strike. So DuPont steps out, steps right back in. 9 unanswered for the Cardinals, but it won't mean anything if you don't hold on here at the bottom of the ninth inning. Mann delivers again, swinging a foul ball. He chased ball two there. It's right back to the screen. I guess it would have been ball one because it's 0-2 now. Definitely expanded his zone there. He saw a pitch up, thought he could drive it, but it was further up than he thought. Those high fastballs can fool you. They look like they're coming right at you, but it'll make you chase. Swinging a ground ball to the first baseman, and then a low throw back to the first base bag. Pitcher covering, and somehow Brett Mann made a low catch and got his foot on the bag. My goodness, Brad Freed made Cardinal fans heart skip a beat there on the low throw, but Brett Mann made an athletic play to touch the toe on the bag. Runners do move up, though, to second and third base. That put out goes 3-1. Stevens at third, Prost at second. First base open, and the batter is Wesley Brooks, 1-for-3. His last at bat was a flyout. He's walked, he's singled, and he's grounded out to second base. And the infield going to come and talk. Come on, Brett. Talking strategy here with Brett Mann. Brett Mann will be throwing his 90th pitch of the game in relief. He's in line for a win if the Cardinals hold on here. But Brooks represents the tying run with just one down in the bottom of the ninth inning. It's never easy, that's for sure. Just ask St. Louis. Ball one. 1-0. Anderson on deck. He represents the go-ahead and winning run. So although first base is open, you really don't want to put Wesley Brooks on. There's a high pitch that gets away from the catcher, but the runner does not come home from third base, did not want to risk it. Two balls and no strikes. Bax actually would have been a passed ball because it went off of his glove and off to the left. But already Mineral Area has thrown out a base runner on that very thing where the ball got by Bax, and it was actually Brett Mann who came and covered home plate, and they got it a big out at the time. That was early in the game. St. Louis, with Stevens over at third, not very fleet of foot, decided, well, I'm not going to go. Here's a swing and a foul ball off to the left, and the count's 2-1. Six-hole hitter Brooks batting now. Anderson on deck. This all coming after Mineral Area scored six runs in the top of this inning to race out in front. There's a called strike on a fastball in at the knees. And our count's evened up at 2-2 as the Mineral area fans get right back into it here, looking for the strikeout. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Brett Mann. Swing and a fly ball toward the gap in left center field. Long run for the center fielder Haggerty. Can't get there. It'll bounce off the wall. One run comes in. Here comes the second. And it's a one-run game with a potential tying run out there at second base. St. Louis Archers battling right back. Wesley Brooks with a clutch double. My goodness. Back and forth we go here at Hal Lowry Field. So two runs come in. The score now 11-10. And now Blake Jones going to call time. Not only is the tying run out at second, the winning run is the batter. The batter is Colton Anderson, who's 1-for-2. So Blake Jones out to talk to Brett Mann. Brought to you by Williams and Sechrist, Attorneys at Law in Park Hills, New Era Bank in Farmington, Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston, Philippe's Equipment of St. Genevieve. Blake Jones, has he asked for the baseball? Looks like he has. Brett Mann in line for the win, but it's going to take some good relief pitching to hold on to it when the new pitcher comes in. We'll tell you who that new pitcher is going to be when we come back. 11-10 our score. Anderson at the dish for St. Louis. Bottom of the ninth inning. Brooks representing the tying run at second base. And again, just one down. We're back in 90 seconds on the Talk of the Parkland. AM 800 KRBI.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
If you're planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston.
Look out! Here comes the throat roll!
They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes the throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
The new pitcher is Jeremy Reddick for Mineral Area College. His starting pitcher most days, but he's going to get out here and try to get the last two outs of this bottom of the ninth inning with a potential tying run at second base. He'll face Colton Anderson. And from the stretch, Reddick brings it home, and the first pitch is up high for ball number one. Now, Reddick did not fare well against St. Louis in the regular season. He did not record an out and a start in game one of the regular season series. Mineral Area had to fight back and win that game. Now in relief, can he turn it around? The 1-0 pitch, fastball, top of the zone, called strike. One ball and one strike. So for Jeremy Reddick this season, a 5-4 record with a 5.96 ERA. He's trying to get Brett Mann his fifth win of the season, which would also come in relief. One ball, one strike. And here it comes. Downstairs, what a great block by Bax. Runner strays from second base. The throw down to second. Bax just threw him out and then turns to the crowd and gets everybody pumped up. Logan Bax has been absolutely huge in this game. You deserve to celebrate, young man. That was a big time out. The runner for sure thought that ball was going to get past Logan Bax. Broke for third. Not only did he block it, picked it up, an all-in-one motion to the throwing hand, guns it down to second, and Brooks caught, picked off by the catcher. What a game Logan Bax has had, also at in four RBIs today. The count's now 2-2 on the batter. Colton Anderson now at St. Louis down to their last strike. So big that that runner was picked off, representing the tying run. Now the batter represents the tying run. Colton Anderson. 1-for-2. What a game this turned out to be. 11-10 Cardinals. Anderson and the Archers down to their final strike. Jeremy Reddick Can he close it down? Missed high and wide for ball number three. He's trying to pick up the save for Brett Mann. Three balls, two strikes with two down. The last thing you want to do is give him that chance to have the tying runner aboard again. Swinging a fly ball into center field. Haggerty, he's on his horse, running straight back in. The ball gets over his head into the wall. Haggerty's going to have to dig it out underneath the wall out there and throw it back in, but it's a double. Oh, man, and that pick off by Logan Bax was big now, wasn't it? The score stays 11-10. And another chance for Jeremy Reddick. A fly ball double basically off the base of the wall in the deepest part of the yard in center field. Puts Anderson at second base. Colby Holloway, the batter now, 2-for-4 today, the third baseman. Popped up to first last time. He's doubled, flied out to right, and singled into right field. Not sure my heart can take it. Definitely not sure my voice can take it if we go to a game three. Jeremy Reddick brings it home. Misses outside for ball one. Logan Bax calls time. Walks out to the pitcher's mound to talk to Jeremy Reddick. Well, the Cardinals led by three entering the bottom of the ninth. Stevens singled to left. Prost was hit by a pitch. DuPont grounded out to the first baseman but moved the runners over. Brooks doubled to center field, driving in two. He was picked off before Anderson just doubled. St. Louis Archers, two runs this inning so far. They've picked up one in the sixth, five in the fourth, two in the third. Mineral Area's runs coming in the second when they scored one. They scored one in the fourth, three in the seventh, and six in the ninth. Just your typical 11-10 slugfest today. Colby Holloway stands back in. Jeremy Reddick back on the rubber. Brings home the pitch. Lower portion of the zone, called a strike. Home plate umpire throws up the right hand, 1-1. Tying run at second base once again. Potential winning run at the plate. The 1-1 with two down instead. Reddick steps off. Jeremy Reddick trying to change his fortunes against St. Louis. Here's a swing and a line drive the opposite way. Down for a base hit, and we're all tied up at 11 apiece. Brett Mann can no longer get the win. He will take a no decision today. Oh, that's disappointing. Game's not over yet. Still have a chance to get this last out and hope for extra innings. But an opposite field line drive and the RBI off the bat of Holloway for his third base hit of the game. Anderson able to come in and score. Back-to-back base hits off of Reddick after the pickoff. 11-11 with two down. Casey Thomason, the scheduled hitter, 1-for-2, but we may see a pinch hitter from Coach Goodrich. Well, Jeremy Reddick lost his chance to start in this series because of his game one regular season series game in which he didn't record an out, took the no decision, gave up five hits, six runs, all of them earned, one walk and one home run. Then he comes in here in relief, and although he came in a tough spot, gives up the lead, and a three spot for St. Louis this inning has him right back in it. One ball, one strike now on the next hitter, which was scheduled to be Thomason, but indeed it is a pinch hitter. Here's the runner leading from first, a swing and a line drive into left field, and that's down for a base hit. Trevor Lewis is going to have to get it in quick. The runner will stop at second base. Holloway would stop right there. Oh, things are turning right back toward the St. Louis Archers. The pinch hit, base hit by Ryan Lang. And it's a line drive single in the left, and he hit it the opposite way. He was a left-hander. And back to the top of the order we go. So Holloway's at second. He's the potential game-winning run. Corey Canterbury, who has killed Mineral Area this series, will be the batter, and Jeremy Reddick, again, will be pulled this time after only recording one out, and that was the one where Logan Bax picked off the man at second base. So he comes off disappointed. Mineral Area will see a new pitcher come in. An 11-11 tie. St. Louis has scored the necessary three runs to tie it here in the bottom of the ninth. They'll try to win it when we come back here in 90 seconds with runners at first and second base and two down. We're back after this on AM 800.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Keep the secret. Secret, more man.
Jason, secret what?
Clarissa, shh. Don't say another word. I've got a secret. Hence, secret, more man.
What kind of secret could you be keeping now? Another superpower you think you have?
No, Dirt Diva. This is big. I mean, really big news. So big, I can't say. Fleek's Equipment is about to mow down the competition in a whole new way.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
What do you think I'm saying?
I think you're saying...
Shh! Don't say it. Stop right there. It's all in good time, Dirt Diva.
Queen of the Green, if you want me to keep a secret, more mouse.
Fine. Queen of the Green it is. Fleek's Equipment, online 24/7. Fleegs.com.
Let our family serve your family. Highway 32, St. Genevieve. And stay tuned for the big announcement coming soon.
Three runs already in this inning for the St. Louis Archers. The new pitcher for Mineral Area will be Tanner Culpa. Culpa, the right-hander, who is 1-2 this season with a 3.54 ERA. One of the best relievers Mineral Area can throw out there. And he will face Corey Canterbury, who has hit three runs against the Cardinals in this sub-regional. One today and two yesterday. Holloway represents the game winner out at second base. With two down, Culpa brings it home, and it catches the top of the zone. The count is 0-1. Tanner Culpa against St. Louis this season is 1-0. He's gone four innings, allowed five hits, two runs, both of them earned, six strikeouts, one walk, a hit batter, and a 4.50 ERA in three appearances against the Archers. The 0-1 pitch, swinging a ground ball deep in the hole. Shortstop dives to stop it. Roy comes up with it but cannot make a play. Everybody's safe on the infield single. However, that is an awesome play by Roy because he kept the ball in the infield and Holloway could not come around and score. So a great play to keep the ball in. And the game is still up in the air. With the bases loaded, Shane Pollard comes up. 1-for-4 today. Man, the ebbs and flows of this one. Mineral Area scored 9 unanswered to take a 3-run lead, only to give up that lead. And now it's the Archers ready to end Mineral Area season right here with the bases loaded. The pitch to Pollard. Pitch downstairs. Another good block by Bax. 1-0. Where would the Cardinals be without Logan Bax today? 1-0 with two down. And the base is juiced. Holloway at third. Lang at second. He had that pinch hit single. Canterbury over at first. Both Lang and Holloway belong to Jeremy Reddick. And the 1-0. Here it comes from Tanner Culpa. Swing and a miss. Feel bad for Brett Mann, but the effort he gave today in relief, he will not get a win. He will get a no decision. If the Cardinals lose it in this inning, the loss would go to Jeremy Reddick. The go-ahead run belongs to him. Stepping off here is Tanner Culpa. He'll step back on. St. Louis has gotten closer to evening up the hits. Mack now out hitting St. Louis 17-16. It's been a slugfest, no doubt about it. The 1-1 pitch to Pollard. Breaking ball high. Now the Mineral Area crowd wanted that call, but it was the right one. 2-1, the count. Talk about a slugfest. I think they're playing slow-pitch softball up in Hillsboro today. Jeffco has a 19-12 lead over the St. Charles Cougars. Here's the 2-1 pitch with two down and the bases loaded. Oh, that one looked good. Where was that? Culpa frustrated. They called it a ball, 3-1, and nowhere to put. Shane Pollard, who worked four walks yesterday. If you walk them here, the season and the series is over. They lead from all the way around. Tanner Culpa brings it home. Called strike two. And now we'll see one of the most exciting plays in baseball, the merry-go-round. Bases loaded, two down, bottom of the ninth inning. It doesn't get any better than this. The runners off with the pitch. Here it comes. Ball four. Archers walk off and end the Mineral Area Cardinals season. Final score 12-11. Mineral Area fights all the way back, goes up by three, only to give up four runs in the bottom of the ninth inning in one of the more wild games you will ever see. Cardinals will end their season at 30-23. St. Louis goes to the Region 16 semifinals, and they'll improve their record to 31-23. We'll come back in 2 minutes with your post-game wrap-up on the Talk of the Parkland, AM 800 KREI.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
If you are planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes the throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593, because MAC is your next step.
Exactly how the Archers drew it up. They give up a six-run lead with a six-run ninth inning and a three-run seventh inning, only to score four runs in the bottom of the ninth to win it 12-11 in walk-off fashion. And after all of the big-time base hits, the deep shots, the home runs, the doubles, it was a walk that ended the game with the bases loaded. Jeremy Reddick will take the loss. Tanner Culpa was the one who issued the walk. Mineral Area out-hit St. Louis 17-16 in the game. Each team committed one error. Cardinals with 11 runs and the Archers with 12 runs in the contest. Hayden Strobel was 2-for-6 with a run and an RBI. And it was the RBI that tied the game in the ninth. He also struck out three times. Will Womble was 1-for-5 with a couple of runs scored and two strikeouts. Chase Erhan was 0-for-3 with two strikeouts. And then Brad Freed pinch hit for him, and it was a good decision. 1-for-2 with a run scored and three RBIs for Brad Freed. He also walked a batter. He had the big three RBI double that got the Cardinals back to within a run. Or actually, at the time, it might have tied the game. And I think Strobel put him out in front. I could be off on that. But either way, Ryan Bouse 1-for-6 with a run scored. Josh Haggerty 1-for-4 with two runs scored and a walk. Grant Dix was 4-for-5 today. He had a great game. Two runs and an RBI. Logan Bax was even better. 3-for-5 with four RBIs today. Trevor Lewis got the start in right field, and he was great. 3-for-5 with a run scored and two RBIs. And then Alex Roy did a good job. 1-for-4 at the bottom of the order with a run scored. Reached on an error there in that ninth inning. He also walked today and made some good defensive plays at shortstop. Extra base hits for the Cardinals. Womble, Freed, Haggerty, and Dix. Bax and Lewis all with doubles. Dix actually had two doubles today. And no triples, no home runs for the Cardinals. Let's go to the St. Louis side where Canterbury was 2-for-6 with a run scored, four RBIs. He just killed Mineral Area in this series. Pollard was 1-for-4 with a walk, two RBIs. He had the game-winning walk, and kind of fitting that he would take that walk after taking four walks yesterday. It would be a walk to him that ended the Mineral Area season. Stevens 1-for-5 with a run scored and a strikeout. Prost was 2-for-4 with two runs scored, couple of strikeouts. DuPont 1-for-4 with a walk. Brooks was 2-for-4 with a run scored, three RBIs and a walk. Anderson 2-for-3 with three runs, RBI, and two walks. Holloway 3-for-5, three runs scored and an RBI. Thomason 1-for-2 with a run scored and an RBI. Lang hit for him and was one for one. Extra base hits for the Archers. Well, Prost, DuPont, Brooks, Anderson all with doubles. Holloway also with a double. Anderson actually had two doubles. And Canterbury had the home run. There were no triples hit. Reeves gets the start and takes a no decision, although he was very good for most of his 6 2/3 innings of work. He did give up 11 hits total and 5 runs, all of them earned, 3 walks and 6 strikeouts. Yaquel came in, gave up the lead, but gets the win. 2 1/3 innings of work, 6 hits, 6 runs, 2 of those earned. He struck out 4. So Yaquel threw 52 pitches, 39 for strikes. Reeves threw 99 pitches, 65 of them went for strikes. Logan Winder got the start for Mineral Area today. He lasted 3 2/3, gave up 8 hits, 7 runs, all of them earned, 1 walk, gave up a home run. Brett Mann takes a no decision despite being the best pitcher probably on the field today. 4 2/3 innings of work, 4 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, 3 walks, and 3 strikeouts. Tanner Culpa did not record an out in that ninth. He gave up a hit and the ultimate game-winning walk, but it was Jeremy Reddick who takes the loss. He lasted a third of an inning, gave up 3 hits, 2 runs, and both of them earned. Reddick threw 10 pitches, 6 for strikes. Culpa threw 8 pitches, 4 for strikes. Mann, 94 pitches in relief, 53 for strikes. Winder threw 70 pitches, and 48 of them went for strikes. We await word from one of the Mineral Area coaches, but they're having a long conversation in the left field corner right now as their season has come to an end, so rightfully so, that they won't be coming right over, but we'll hold on as long as we can and wait for them. With that loss by Jeremy Reddick, his sophomore season at Mineral Area comes to an end. He struggled at the end of it, but his first half of the season, really first three quarters of the season, he was very solid, but just a tough way to go out. He'll end up at 5-5 now on the year. For Yaquel, for St. Louis, although he did give up the lead, he still got the win. He's now 6-4. On the season as St. Louis moves on to the Region 16 tournament semifinals. We'll announce player of the game when we come back. We'll also hope to talk to one of the Mineral Area coaches when we come back, and we'll do that in 2 minutes on AM 800 KREI. This is postgame.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Keep the secret. Secret, more man.
Jason, secret what?
Clarissa, shh. Don't say another word. I've got a secret. Hence, secret, more man.
What kind of secret could you be keeping now? Another superpower you think you have?
No, Dirt Diva. This is big. I mean, really big news. So big, I can't say. Fleek's equipment is about to mow down the competition in a whole new way.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
What do you think I'm saying?
I think you're saying...
Shh! Don't say it. Stop right there. It's all in good time, Dirt Diva.
Queen of the Green, if you want me to keep a secret, Moor Mouse.
Fine. Queen of the Green it is. Fleek's equipment, online 24/7, Fleek's.com.
Let our family serve your family. Highway 32, St. Genevieve. And stay tuned for the big announcement coming soon.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Ten runs scored, all told, in that ninth inning. 6 by Mineral Area, 4 by St. Louis. Problem was, Mineral Area trailed going into the ninth. 12-11 is the final score as the Archers move on and Mineral Area goes home for the summer. Cards end their season at 30-23. Whereas the Archers are now 31-23 and moving on to Joplin. We'll recap that crazy ninth inning, the top and bottom, and then we'll give you our players of the game And if by then the coaches haven't made their way over here after their post-game talk, we'll go ahead and sign it off. So with Mineral Area trailing by 3 going into that ninth, Ryan Bow struck out swinging to lead it off before Josh Haggerty doubled to right. Then Dix came up, and it was back-to-back doubles. He doubled to left, and Haggerty came in to score. At the time, that made the score 8-6. Bax then came up and flied out to left field before Lewis doubled to left field, scoring Dix. So the score was 8-7. Then Alex Roy reached on an error by the shortstop. Score still 8-7 before Strobel singled to right field on that pop-up, and that was what tied the game at 8 apiece. Womble was then hit by a pitch. Freed came up and doubled to center field, and that would put Mineral Area up 11-8. Bouse struck out swinging, struck out twice in that inning, as a matter of fact, and that ended the threat. But Mineral Area was sitting pretty, going to the bottom of the ninth inning, up 11-8, but St. Louis had other ideas. Stevens singled to start the bottom of the ninth. Prost was then hit by a pitch. DuPont grounded out to the first baseman, advancing both runners before Brooks doubled, scoring 2. Brooks was then picked off at second base, so you had 2 down and nobody on, and Mineral Area still up by 1 run and still looking pretty good. But Anderson answered that with a double in the center. Holloway singled. Anderson scored. We're all tied up. Lang singled in the left field on a pinch hit, base hit. And then Canterbury singled to the shortstop. And that loaded the bases for Pollard, who again worked a walk against Mineral Area pitching, this time scoring the run. And a walk-off walk makes it 12-11, the final score. To give you an idea of this Pollard guy and what he's done as far as walks against Mineral Area this year, well, he came into today with 7 walks against the Cardinals. And then today, he took at least that one. He may have had one more. So 8 walks total, at the very least, from Pollard against Mineral Area. Now, just the one. So 8 walks against Mineral Area this year in 6 games, including the game winner. Final score, 12-11. Well, it doesn't look like we're going to get that post-game interview with Blake Jones or Jordan Thompson. They're still winding down their chat out there in left center field. Mineral Area scores 11 runs. They get 17 hits and 1 error in the game. 12 runs for St. Louis on 16 hits and 1 error. We do need to bring you our Unico Bank player of the game. Unico Bank, banking with people like you. And we got to go with Pollard with that game-winning RBI. He's 1. And for the second game in a row, I think we have to go with Canterbury as well, who is 2-for-6 with 4 RBIs. Those are our Unico Bank players of the game, with a special shout-out going to Logan Bax and Grant Dix with their great performances today. Logan Bax going 3-for-5 with 4 RBIs, and Grant Dix going 4-for-5 with 2 runs and a walk. But not enough to get the win today. Scratch that walk. He was 4-for-5 with 2 runs and an RBI today was Grant Dix. That's going to do it from Hal Lowry Field, and it's going to do it for the Mineral Area College baseball season. Again, though, we say congratulations to the Mineral Area College softball team, who were able to win the Division II Region 16 tournament in Union, and they are the Region 16 champs for the first time since 2011. So it wasn't all bad today for Mineral Area College, despite giving up a 3-run lead in that bottom of the ninth inning after scoring 9 unanswered to climb back on top. Until next time, I'm Glenn Johnson for Regional Radio Sports. Final score 12-11. St. Louis moves on. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.